message marked urgent.
Pat, this is Ben. I wanted to call. I wanted to rap for you because I knew you're on a different conscious level of rap style, and I was definitely laying it down fat for, like, the street style, but I can also diversify for you if you'd like. So I thought I would do that for you. I'll come and kick it slow. You know I got the tight flow. I got to kick it down for all the hypocrites in my town that be doing all the negative things that I be disagreeing with. Understand that. I don't have to light the spliff any longer for my third eye to take me to the sky. You see what I'm saying? The pyramid's laying far to the east, but I'm beyond that shit too. I be out in the atmosphere. You know I got my third eye squeegee and it's clear, and I don't eat the mushrooms and trip in my room. I just gotta take myself out to the dark side of the moon. I'm just trying to kick it, you know how it goes. I wanna be myself every time I'm kicking flows. I'm doing what I can, I'm being who I am. I just wanna rap for you. Matt, I'm just rapping for you on the phone. Hey, what else you wanna hear, man? Government, the tyranny, you know it strikes the fear in me, but I stand tall, I don't act small, I just come and kick it, that's what I gotta do, lickety-click, lickety-click, every time that I sit, you wanna know something, I know the jam hole's legit, I know that I gotta come and talk on it, every Monday, Wednesday, or Friday that you need me, I could be there and you see me, talking in the chair, over that mic, it's psych, talking for everybody that wants to hear. You know it's loud and clear. I just come and talk, just for a little, take a walk down my mind's eye. The third eye blinds up. Understand that. The sight, the scope. You know you take notes. Mental, the plural. You know what I'm saying? You know my dialect is always just spraying. I'm thriving, behind it. You know how I do it. You know that I'm kicking it and straight just cluing it. How can I diversify? Every time I talk to you, I see a man walking dude. He's probably just homeless in the struggle, just like me and you. But I'm just trying to get by with what I can, because everything's getting kind of messed up, man. I'm doing what I can. I'm rocking a pot. You know what I'm saying, and I'm pulling my own cards. I got all the aces, and I got a full deck, and I just rap to you to earn some respect. That'll rap for you. Bye.
End of message.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is a Monday, December 22nd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Brady.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 131 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around twitter.com/thejamhole whenever it says hi. The feed's on.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's the one I wanted. That's awesome. The Monday show, thank you, everybody. 131 episodes. You've been with us through the thick and the thin, the highs and the lows.
Well, it's always pretty much been high.
Pretty much. I just want to thank you so much for being with us here. Thejamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit we will read on the show. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, thejamhole.com/live video, that is where you can watch this live. You can watch us waste 2 hours of our lives setting up bullshit and then taking it all down because none of it fucking works. Except, you know what happened today?
What?
We set up something to better the show, and you know what happened?
It worked.
It fucking A, it worked.
Well, and moving that closer was
right.
Bettering it.
We moved the fucking mixer so we can flip switches and shit.
And press buttons and stuff. Turn knobs and stuff.
I have two pens in my hand. One is for writing. One is for touch screening my fucking Skype tablet PC system. So if you guys do want to call in live, try and keep it relevant to the show. Skype name, The Jam Hole, all one word, and we will set up a phone number for that. Probably I'll do that tonight, actually. I got a little cash in the bank. Thank you so much to Shazam for her awesome Twitter picture. It is the Jam Hole shirt she bought at thejamhole.com/donate. And again, I would like to thank Bunny for donating us some cold hard cash. Mm. And you know what she asked for in return?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing.
To keep making more shows.
Keep making more shows. Save me. Sorry, I gotta keep looking down here now too. I got this here.
You got three screens. I got this. You're surrounded now.
Again, I got this. Yeah. So bear with me. I am learning. And yes, and also for Shazam's tits. Thank you for that. So, thejamhole.com/vote podcast alley. It's the end of the month. I give a fuck. Thejamhole.com/Twitter/YouTube. All that shit is there. How are you? Monday.
I'm
back.
Great.
You're good?
I'm good.
Thank
it's
you.
It's good to be here.
I want to thank you
for
being here with me and not bailing out.
Dude, I can't bail out. I want to be here too much. I actually want to be here.
So. I actually want you to be here more.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
The intro. Ben, listen to me right now. Okay, back when I started rapping, writing poetry, whatever the fuck you want to call it, that was like over 10 years ago, and I've kind of been doing it off and on ever since. That's how I can make things that actually make sense somewhat, and that kind of shit. I had friends back when I started doing that were like, oh, that's easy, I can rhyme.
Yeah, people like Ben, basically.
And they started doing that shit, and it would piss me off so fucking bad, because they just want, you know, that was back when 8 Mile came out, and I had been writing since I was in, like, 4th grade and shit. You know, my 5th grade English teacher was really motivational to, like, encouraging me to write. She said I had a way with the pen, and she always was there, you know, encouraging me to write and shit. So I've been doing it ever since then. 8 Mile comes out, all of a sudden, every white kid, right. Black kid, they all are like, holy shit, rapping is fucking cool. It will get you laid. It will make you rich. It will make you a fucking G.
Yeah.
They see that shit in big cities, in little cities, and they start rapping and they mimic what the fuck they hear on MTV. They mimic what the fuck they hear on 8 Mile. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the movie. Back then, I was a huge fucking fan. You probably wouldn't have found a bigger fan of Eminem than me. Like, I modeled my shit after him. I looked up to him. Everything. Like, he was it for me as far as rappers went back then. I'm over it now. I'm not so much into him because I found so much other shit.
Yeah.
But all these people that I was around were instantly just, oh my god, this is easy, anyone can do it. And then everyone started doing it.
And it all sucked.
I kept doing it, but I stopped doing it with people because of how long I had been doing it for, and then they do it, and you just get fucking embarrassed for them. It's like, you can't do this. Practice
it's
by
like,
yourself before right. you do that.
What he did with the rapping is just like when we go hang out with people, like if we'll go fall for somebody and they're like, they know we do the show, so they'll try and be extra funny
right.
around us.
It's like that.
Yeah,
they're like, oh,
like
you write? Let me get on an album with you.
Yeah.
It's
you tell
like,
jokes? Let me tell you some jokes.
Right.
I'm funny too.
My whole life is a joke. And that's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
That's not
your life is a joke, but it's not that kind of joke, my friend. I'm very sorry. It's just not. So I told, okay, so we did the Friday show. It was late as fuck. I had worked all day, then the Christmas party, and then the fucking 2-hour show. And Ben was here from the time I got to my house after, you know, work and the party and shit, till around 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
So when did you get here?
Probably around 11, I want to say. The show started at around midnight, so yeah, it
that
was
is
probably
way
10:30.
Too many hours to be around Ben.
So the show's done and shit, and I wanted to record some vocals so he could take them home and put some beats around my vocals. I'm sick of fucking all these people that make beats being like, oh yeah, just, you know, give me $250 and you can have this beat. It's like, well, how about you give me $100 and you can have these lyrics? So I finally found, you know, that's why I started doing them just spoken word. I was like, fuck beats, I'll spit this shit, just spoken word, if someone likes it, whatever, if not, I don't care.
Yeah.
This is for me to mess around with. So then I've, you know, Ben starts.
I think that's just you being lazy and not wanting to make beats.
No, I can't make beats. I have so much time spent in this show, and yeah, even true. Back then when I didn't.
Too bad your brother won't do it.
I don't have the patience to make beats. I write. That is it. I can't draw, and I can't make beats. I can write, and I can talk, and that's about it. And I can carry water. And that's it, really. So I started doing it, you know, just spoken word shit. And then, you know, like Ben came along. He's like, oh, I make these spacey, bassy kind of things. And I listened to him and shit. And
yeah, a some few of them were decent.
Were okay. So I figured maybe if he had the lyrics, he could model some beats around those. Mm-hmm. That way I wouldn't have to. Because when I write my shit, it sounds a certain way in my head. And then to totally change that to make it go to a beat, it's just a pain in the fucking ass.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what one of those sounds like with him making a beat around it.
Yeah, so I did that. And then he gets being all how Ben gets with that just stupid, like, it's funny sometimes, but after 5-6 hours of it, I just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, it's only funny for a while.
That sense of humor, and he's like, Matt, you just rapped to me. Now I want to rap to you. I love you. And just being, like, all this annoying shit. And by this time, I am over it, dude. I'm tired. Mm-hmm. I'm way over being around Ben. And I'm like, I'm going to do these show notes. I'm going to upload the show. And I'm going to fucking go to bed after I record this shit. So we start recording some stuff. He's messing around. That doesn't work out because he's just fucking around too much. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to do these show notes and go to bed. Thinking that when I start doing the show notes, he's going
to
leave.
Right, because you're going to go to bed.
Gerard is the best, says, I've got a friend just like that. I'm sure
doesn't
we can.
Everyone?
I'm sure all of us have a friend like that.
Or you at least know somebody.
Exactly.
Like
so I fucking, he hangs around for the show notes. I'm like, all right, well, I'm done. I'm going to bed. And he's like, let's rap together some more. Let's make raps together. Let's make beautiful music together. I'm like, what? Ben, leave. I'm seriously, leave. Dude, you are bugging me. I'm sorry. I appreciate you doing the show with me and hanging out for fucking 6 hours. Go home. Seriously.
This is
my serious face. Yeah. That's the door.
Walk through it.
Walk through it later. And this is, yes, Shazam, Ben doesn't get high anything. He's on fucking probation and shit, as you all know. So, yeah, this is Ben not on any substances.
Right.
So
that's what got him on probation.
4 a.m, he finally leaves and shit. You know, I brush my teeth, I'm going to bed. All of a sudden, my phone rings.
I wonder
it's
who that
fucking
is.
Ben.
Of
fucking
course.
Ignore. That's the voicemail I got left at 4 a.m. Is you guys will hear it on the podcast version. It's the intro, obviously. You live listeners, you heard it live, obviously. So I called him up after, you know, the next day, and I was like, that was a nice rap, Ben. He's like, really? Did you like it? I'm like, no, Ben. Because when he was here, the shit, he was like, oh, I can freestyle. Everybody thinks they can freestyle. Mm-hmm. I personally know I can't freestyle. I have to be able to look at it and write it and arrange it in a certain way. I can't think of it that quick.
I can make
funny off the top of my head all day. Yeah. I can't rap off the top of my head. I can, but it sounds just like that shit. You're just doing really simple. I'm rhyming few with you, and it's dumb, and I don't like that. I liked my shit to be kind of complex and stuff, like you heard on that the thing we played before Ben's thing, and then you guys listening to the podcast version, I'll make that the outro. That's a little something going on the album. So I told him that's going on the show, and he's like, why? Was it that good? I'm like, no, to teach you a lesson, you need to hear what you sound like doing that. Otherwise, you're going to keep doing it, and you're going to fucking embarrass the shit out of yourself and me.
And
everyone else around you, and I'm not going to fucking... I don't want that to happen. So
you're embarrassing enough as it is.
Right.
As a person. I mean, come on.
Right. So, no, he's not listening. Electricityscape. He doesn't have internet home, supposedly. So... Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ben is here.
I don't think that's Ben. That's Cookie. Kyle doesn't hang out with Ben.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I find that hard to believe. If it is, it
is.
That's just for your own good, Ben. So please, Ben, if you are listening to this, stick to making beats. Let me handle the writing and the lyrics, okay? I'm serious. I'm looking at you right now. Seriously. You make the boom, 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 okay? And I'll make the wiki raps. Okay? Are we good? Okay. Next order of business.
All right. Moving forward.
Holy shit. So, remember the weird phone calls, the restricted number phone calls and shit.
I do.
And then remember the 13-year-old girl
that
called that
you played on the show.
Right. And then I was kind of texting her, seeing if I could get her to, like, answer dumb fucking advice questions just to see what, you know, a 13-year-old...
Right. What
dumb...
kind of advice a 13-year-old...
Right. So the other night, after working at Anna's, I'm driving home, and the phone rings, and it's restricted.
Mm-hmm.
So I answer it. It's this dude, the first time, he goes, "Fuck you." And okay. I'm like, "Fuck me?" And he hung up. So I'm like, "That's weird." Just some dude's voice, restricted number,
right? That's probably
right?
the person that's been calling you.
So then he calls back 5 minutes later.
Okay.
"Fuck you, you fuck. You fucking fuck. You fucking weed-smoking prick. You fuck." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, fuck me. Yeah, fuck me. I'm a fuck. Yeah, fuck my face and fuck my asshole and fuck yeah." And he's like, "You think this is a game?" I'm like, "What? Who is this? You know who the fuck this is. You quit messing around with these little girls, you fuck. You're going to the cops. I'm going to call the cops on you, you fucking motherfucker." And I'm like,
wow.
Is this a prank? Like,
where's Ashton?
Where Ashton? Ashton, come out. Come on out, bud.
Am I being punked?
He's like, "No, this isn't a prank." I'm like, "What girls? Like, are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
I thought this was seriously a prank." And he's like, "My daughter, you've been calling my daughter and sending her text messages that she's cute and this and that. You weed-smoking prick, fuck you." And I'm like, "Hold on. Which daughter are we talking about here? Because there's many daughters, I'm sure, that I text message and say they're cute. You know which fucking one. I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm watching you, you motherfucker. You better watch your back." And I'm like, "Yeah, get pissed. Way to raise your kids, you motherfuck. Fuck me. Come on over here and fuck my face." And he's like, "You think this is a game?" And just going off.
That's awesome.
And I'm like,
"Could have recorded
holy
that.
Shit. I'm like, "Do you want to talk about this like adults, or is this seriously a fucking prank?" And he just hung up again.
Wow.
So I'm like, "This has got to be a fucking prank."
Seriously.
This is the...
How would if it was that 13-year-old girl, how would he find out?
But that's the thing. Because remember, on the show, I was like, her parents said she's not allowed to talk on the show or to me because I'm 28 and she's 13,
right.
And they thought that was weird.
It's
got to
be that one.
But I never once sent a message saying, "Hey, you're cute."
Oh, he's probably making that up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it had to have been a prank. So then I get to thinking, maybe it's Brian from Brian Is In You. Like, he would have listened to that part, and because of that thing I wrote about, you know, "Fuck you, Brian," and all that shit.
But how
finally,
did he get your number?
That's what I don't get. Like,
I don't think it
the
could
only
be
way,
it.
Like, that 13-year-old would have had my number from when they were randomly calling it and shit. And
right.
then, but why would he say? I don't know. It just seemed
that's
really
not what it
weird.
Is.
So I'm trying to, figure out what the fuck. And he didn't call back. So when I get home, I take the phone and I set it up on the microphone so I can record it if they call again.
Yeah.
They never called back.
Of course.
So then,
can you call that?
It's restricted.
Right.
So that just seemed weird. Like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Like, I never once, any girl that young, I was like, "Oh, you're cute. Let's hook up." Like, no, dude. Seriously. Like, we joke about a lot of shit.
Yeah,
but seriously? Nah, dude. I'm
and
not.
Plus, you wouldn't joke about that to them. Maybe
right.
on the show, but only on the show.
But then it just seemed weird that I'm like, "Okay, so which daughter are we fucking talking about here?" And he's like, "You know which fucking one. I'm gonna fucking kill you. You watch your back, you fuck. I know where you live," and all this shit. And I'm just like, bullshit,
you
dude. This is
anything.
A prank. Come
How
on.
How awesome would it be to just fucking bust in?
Right.
Right now.
And like, he just got more pissed and more pissed, and then he just hung up. So I don't know. Maybe then I was thinking maybe that was the person that was really calling the first time, because that girl said that was the first night they were doing it.
Yeah.
So maybe it was the first person.
That's what I was thinking.
That was doing. But why? Like, where would they get all that? Is that, would they just make
just
up
from
shit?
Hearing the maybe it's just someone that heard the show and he just wanted to fuck
just
with
pissed
you.
Because I was playing 13-year-old girl phone calls.
Right.
Like, you randomly called my number. I can do whatever the fuck I want with whatever I get from that, you know? Like, don't fucking. And then, yeah, he got pissed, like, "Don't tell me how to raise my kids." And I'm like, "Fuck you, dude. You fucking faggot." So I don't know. I just thought that was amusing. And then on Saturday, I was working for Anna's. And you remember how last Saturday, not this last one, but the one before that, mm-hmm. that dude that negative tipped me?
Yeah.
He calls in for a delivery again
what
Saturday.
Was it, like 50 cents?
Negative 50 cents. Yeah. No tip. Shorted me 50 cents. Right. So he negative tipped me 50 cents.
Right. So he charged you money.
Okay. So he orders again. Yes, this podcast is on iTunes, The Jam Hole. There's a link on our site, thejamhole.com. Sorry. I just saw that real quick. Are you watching the feedback? Because
yes,
I can't
I
concentrate on all this. Okay. I'm
apparently, Cookie or Ben, whoever it really is.
Is that really Ben?
I don't know. It says so.
Is it really Ben?
I have no idea.
He's annoying enough to be
true.
Ben.
That's got to be Ben. He's
that's
so,
true, Paulo. Yeah. That is
good
true.
Good point.
So what, Ben? What do you want? Christ.
Say something Ben would say.
So anyway, I just wanted to mention this. So he calls in again. He fucking orders again. Same exact fucking order. Total was $10.50.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, fucking cunt. He's totally...
And
I was getting
to do it again.
I was getting pumped up, like, on my way there. Like, when he fucking shorted me, I was gonna fucking, like, be like, hey, you cannot fucking keep doing this shit. People like me have to make a fucking living like this. You can't afford to tip $2, take your fucking walker, and risk your fucking old-ass piece of shit life walking across the ice, get in your fucking car, and come down and get your own fucking food, you cunt. So... I'm not taking your phone call, Ben. I honestly don't want to talk to you right now. If you can figure out Skype, the name is The Jam Hole. That's all I'm saying. So anyway, I'm all psyched up. I'm gonna fucking give this fool the business like Dre did with Death Row and shit. I'm gonna go over there and fucking tell him what for. And I fucking knock, 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 and it's snowing, and it's fucking freezing cold and shit. Mm-hmm. And I see him all the way in the back with this fucking walker. Fucking moving and fucking moving, all old and shit, and almost falling and dying and shit. And fucking, he finally gets to the door like 20 minutes later. Not 20, but you know, it was
right.
a fucking while. And right. I'm like, hi, how's it going? He's like, oh, cold enough out there for you. I'm like, ah,
that's so funny!
It is! Because you took 20 minutes to get to the door. So I give him his food, and he gives me a check, and I fucking look at the check, $11.
Mm. Here's your 50 cents.
50 cent tip, just...
He's paying you back from last time.
Just to balance his fucking checkbook easier, because God forbid I have to add 50 cents or subtract 50 cents. 11 fucking dollars. So he brought back, you know, I'll take that 50 cents towards the negative 50 cents. So now we're at 2 times no tipped. TheJamHole.com/Twitter. His name, address, number are on there. Feel free to give him a fucking call. I hate that fuck. And I guarantee, I work at Anna's tomorrow, and then I'm working there on Saturday again. And I guarantee on Saturday he's gonna fucking call in again. He's gonna order the same fucking shit, and he's gonna tip me 50 fucking cents again. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fucking go back to my car. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna... Somebody kicked Ben. Good... call.
I bet it was 26.
Holy
I bet you
Christ. You can only take so much. Like, I
yeah,
love
seriously.
The kid to death, but you gotta chill, dude.
Yeah.
You get on my fucking nerves so quick. Thank you, Paulo. High five, virtually.
High five.
Okay, so what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So he's gonna do it again, and I'm gonna go back to my car, and I'm gonna get fucking 50 pennies, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna go back there, I'm gonna knock on the fucking door, and I'm gonna wait 30 fucking minutes for him to fucking...
Here's your change.
...crawl... And I'm going to count it out, penny by penny. Here's your fucking change, you fucking cunt.
Do it.
And then, when he's sitting there trying to hold all the change
yeah.
in one hand uh-huh. and the walker in the other,
right.
I'm going to fucking foot sweep the walker from out from under me. He's going to fucking hit his face on my knee, fucking Chuck Norris style.
And then when the cops show up, you're like, I don't know, he just fell on his
fuck that shit, I'm
going
to be fucking gone. Gone like the wind, man. So, yeah, I was pretty fucking pissed off about that. And then the last thing I didn't want to talk about, I think Brayden had a couple things to mention, finally. What is it, 131 fucking episodes? You finally have something to talk about?
Well, I have stuff to talk about, I just don't talk about it.
While I'm mentioning this, will you grab my vitamin water in the first place? Sorry. Okay, so I'm sure you guys are all wondering, those of you that give a shit, about the girl situation. I've had a lot of advice from you guys, some of it good, some of it totally fucking retarded. Basically, I was supposed to hang out with her Saturday night after work, right? You know, I have Sunday off, Saturday I had to work. She's like, okay, we'll hang out after work. I'm like, cool. So I'm all excited and shit, looking forward to it and stuff. And
there's your first mistake.
Right. So I wait till about 8 or 9 o'clock, and I text her again. I'm like, so are you still want to hang out and shit? And she's like, no. And she made up, I mean, maybe she was. She said she was tired, and she had her.
So, get the
I know, right? Anyway. Like, I could
I wouldn't care. I would still do it.
I could be so fucking tired, and I would always want to hang out with her, just because. It's right. Like, I want to see you and shit. So, Shazam says, so our dates are very similar. I know, dude, we should just fucking date. Let's just move here. You can be our intern. You can mail shirts. So, she's like, you know, we'll hang out Sunday, because I don't work at all Sunday and all that. So, I'm like, cool. So, Sunday comes, and she fucking blows me off again.
Of course.
So, what I do, I send her a fucking text message Sunday. I'm like, this is kind of weird. I'm going to quit bugging you. If you want to see me, you know how to find me. You have my number, all that shit. I'm going to quit bugging you. Like, basically, this is the last you're going to hear from me unless you make an effort to call me.
You're right.
I don't want, because I feel like I'm bugging you now. Like, I've asked you so many times all during the day, like, let's hang out and this and that. And she's always like, yeah, this is cool, whatever. And then she, like, when it comes down to it, she doesn't. So I feel like a douche. Like, I'm like, please hang out with me. Right. Please come see me. I'm lonely.
Like, how about if you do want to hang out and you actually can, call me.
That's what I said. Yeah. I'm done bugging you. If you want to see me, call me. Haven't heard from her since.
Of course.
So, that's it.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. And then, fuck me.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm in Lakeside delivering today, right? Uh-huh. Remember that girl that worked at that place in Lakeside that was totally hot?
That had a kid?
But she had a kid, right. And she said she couldn't hang out with me because of all the drugs.
She was on her period again.
Well, no. But yeah, probably. Right. But no, she's like, she saw the Salvia videos, I guess, and she's like, she was from Vegas, I used to do drugs a lot, and I'm done with all that. Like, she doesn't do any drugs at all now, not even weed, she barely drinks, I guess, which would be awesome, because that's what I need, really. I don't need, and this other girl, like, I didn't want to mention it before, and I didn't realize it until she told me, but I guess, like, just a few days before I started hanging out with her, she had been doing some meth and shit.
Oh, cool.
And that totally turned me off about it, but then I was thinking, like, if I'm hanging out with her, she's not gonna do it because she'll be with me and shit. So that kind of, though, it put a bad taste in my mouth, because as you, Age of the Fall, have just pointed out, meth is a hell of a drug. You know what else is a hell of a drug?
What's that?
Cocaine.
Well, speaking of meth,
oh please, can we speak of cocaine next?
Perhaps depends.
Yes, Shazam is right, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. On Saturday, I guess some girl got fired from work for showing up just all fucking tweaking on meth.
Anna's?
Yeah.
Which one? The one with the weird shit?
No, she hasn't been. She had, like, having surgery or something.
On her face?
Maybe.
I need a bacchiotomy, bitch.
No, but I guess, like, she showed up and she was, like, waiting one of her tables, and, like, the people that she was waiting on when they were leaving walked up to Chris and told him that, like, something wrong with your waitress. Like, she's all, like, shaking and, like,
hey,
her eyes are all, like, crazy and she can't even, like, talk.
She has Parkinson's? I will appreciate you not making fun of my hired help.
But, like,
she can't help it.
Her eyes were all fucked up and, like, she could barely talk.
That's so horrible, dude. Are you tweaking? Oh, no, it's just Parkinson's. Oh. I can never tell.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Right, so when's the baby coming? Oh, you're not pregnant.
Oh, you are pregnant and you're on meth? Woo!
Woo!
Yeah, Paula says every woman in Montana is on meth and has a kid. It's either one or the other, or in that likely case, both.
Yeah,
which
well,
is lovely.
In this case, it was both.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so ever since I found that about her, like, I still, you know, I'm the fucking savior of all of these sad, awful girls, so I can help her, but so, you know, ever since, I was kind of like, I want to still help her, but I'm done making an effort. If you know I like you, you know I would spend whatever time I have with you, I'm not going to keep bugging you. If right. you want to do it, you make the initiative and call me, text me, email, whatever. I have 100. I am probably more easier to get a hold of than any guy you've ever met in your life. You can Twitter me or Facebook or MySpace or stumble upon.
Or email. Or email. Text, I got, or phone calls.
I got 3 email
or
addresses.
Skype.
You can Skype me. Skype name the Jam Hole.
Catch
you can,
on live video.
You can direct message me on Twitter. You can Twitter me. You can fucking YouTube message me. I got it all.
You're everywhere.
If ever there was a guy,
you can leave fucking feedback.
The excuse I don't, you can go to jamhole.com/forum/feedback. God. I mean, if ever there was a guy that, man, you are an easy motherfucker to get a hold of,
this guy.
It's this guy right here. 2 thumbs, looks like this. No problem. So, like I said, I haven't heard from her since. So then I'm delivering today, like I said, in Lakeside, and I see that girl again, and because I deliver to her office and shit. And every time she doesn't, you know, I can't be with you. Oh, that's what I was saying. Sorry, guys.
Whoa.
What
Whoa.
Just happened? Where are we?
What is this place?
Okay.
You are entering the Twilight
Zone. So what was I saying? Oh, right. So she couldn't be with me. She saw those videos with the whole drug thing.
Oh, right,
she
right,
said,
right.
I'm a druggie.
Yeah.
Even though it was salvia and it's legal and I smoke weed every now and then. No
I
big deal.
Weed every
I smoke
day.
Weed, bitch. That was too much for her.
Too much.
But every
Can't
time,
handle it.
Right. Too
At least
much.
You don't get blackout
too
drunk.
Much of fucking this. So I go up there today, and the last time I seen her, she's always like just smiling and like, hi. And I'm just like, hi. Damn it. Hi. And she's just so nice and shit and just like, I want to see you and shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm driving. I'm like, God damn it. So I fucking text her. I'm like,
you can't resist.
You look so beautiful today. I'm such a fucking douche.
And that's not going to help it.
And she's like, I saw you the other day working in tennis. So we're talking back and forth. And I'm like, you know what? I would still like to see you and maybe go out to dinner. So, like, what do you fucking say?
Yeah.
I need, like, an application. Fucking finding a girl in this valley is worse than finding a job, it
Seriously.
Seems like.
Like, it's the like, application process is fucking
right,
tedious.
Or they have the now hiring sign up,
right,
but
they're
really,
not really.
I'm hiring in a month.
Yeah.
Or I'll date you. Like, I'm not ready yet.
Or
but
I'm not really hiring, but I want to, like, see what's out there.
Right, but I'll flirt the fuck out of you, but right. when it comes time to, like, hang out, like, in a planned thing, I'm busy, or I just don't want mm-hmm. to, because I wasn't putting out those kinds of signals, so
no.
fuck me, of course not. Hi, Lee Ward, want what? Me shut the thank you. You
That's
guys handle. They got,
they got
my back.
They got it.
You guys handle that
they
kind
know
of shit.
Up.
Anything that pisses you off in that chat room
just
besides.
Fucking kick it.
Don't kick the Jam Hole one because that's Braden's camera. Sorry, I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the show. If you right. want to see Braden, drag the Jam Hole one up in that window there. So, yeah, and she's like, yeah, I would love to. I'm like, what? Why didn't what change? Why didn't you love to? Because you can't find a dude or something? And am I all that's fucking left? Like, I don't get it. It's so fucking hard. Maybe it's just me. Am I just a piece of shit? I don't know. Maybe I am.
I don't know. Is I mean, it, you are a piece of shit, but
oh,
I don't think that has anything to do with
right,
it.
Right, like, they don't
I
know
think it's,
that.
I think it's the girls.
They don't know that going into it.
Right,
that,
they don't
like,
know anything.
Oh, this guy's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, like, they act like that before they even get to know you.
Right, so what
so,
do I do? I don't fucking
it's
know.
It's not your problem.
Right. Well, it kind of is.
Well, but it's not I mean, there's nothing you can do about it or change,
right.
I guess.
And the only two girls that I really, like, the a while ago I was talking about the two girls that I compare every girl I meet to.
Yeah.
You know, Layla and Holly, basically, mm-hmm. now you guys. Like, they both live, one lives in fucking Arkansas and the other lives in Arizona. So I can't go back to that, which I guess if I could, that probably wouldn't be good because that's, I've dated both of those girls so many times mm-hmm. each and we always break up and get back together. And as Shazam's reminding us, Layla fucked my brother, of course. So
yeah, there's that.
And then there's the girl in Argentina. She found me on Facebook the other day, another way to get a hold of me. And I saw her pictures and it reminded me of that night we spent in paradise and I'm just like, God damn it. If I had my choice, it would for sure be her. And not because this girl was on fucking meth and pills and has a kid. And this girl is drug free and has a kid. And this other girl was just crazy and had 2 kids. Like, she has no kids, and she's gorgeous, and she's just a little older than me, and she is in love with me, so she says in her Facebook messages. And I don't know, dude, like, I feel the strongest connection with her, but of course, she lives in fucking Argentina, mm-hmm. so fuck me, right?
Of course.
Yes, Scotty Kerrigan says, have sex with her. I had sex with her, and now she's in Argentina. Go
Maybe
get her.
Maybe him in on that.
Scott says, go get her, have sex with her again. See,
you
that's
know, he was saving up for that.
If you could get me to Argentina, I would do that. Like, I don't know that, if you guys know why I'm not, yeah, like road trip, I will just drive there.
Yeah, that works.
A 26 cent, a direct Twitter message. Sorry. So, that's all I really had to mention. Before we get into some confessions, please, Braden, how the fuck have you been?
I've been great.
Oh, I have... Oh, hold on. I have Electricityscapes has set up a PayPal donate. TheJamHole.com/donate. Feel free. I'll send you a t-shirt if you donate $18. We have that. I don't know if you know
yeah,
this or not.
Yeah, that's good.
But we actually set that up like 100 episodes ago. So please, Brayton.
Well, anyway, last night I got a phone call from a kid I've talked about before, Kevin. And, like, last time I talked about him, he called me because he was having... What?
I'm sorry. 26 says... Oh, and I did forget to mention this before the show, but thejamhole.com/Twitter, if you direct message my Twitter account, it will go to the phone, and I'll kind of keep an eye on that, and we have a phone call. Please, go ahead.
Well, anyway, this kid I know that was tripping on mushrooms and having a bad trip and called me, and I had to, like, talk him through it. Like, 2 days ago, he called me up again. He's like, dude, I think I have AIDS.
Hold on, caller. Hold on, caller. Yes. He has AIDS?
He thinks he has AIDS.
Holy shit.
And you know what's even worse about it? It was the first girl he ever had sex with.
What?
Yeah.
He was a virgin.
Yeah.
Lost his virginity.
And now he thinks he has AIDS.
Is he just a worry wobble?
Yes, because he's like, oh my god, like I have.
Like, hold on.
He's seriously like one of those people. Like, as soon as he like sees he has one symptom of something, he's like, I have that.
So, was it because the girl was like,
well,
I have AIDS,
no.
Now you
okay,
might want to...
Let me tell you about that part of it.
Okay, please.
There's like,
can we take this phone call
yes,
real quick?
Take the phone call.
Yes, caller, you are on the jam hole.
Do you know who this is?
Kyle.
Awesome.
How are you?
I just left my house.
Oh, did you have to kick Ben out of your house like I did?
No, I did not. But he's on his way there, in case you wanted to know that.
He's
what?
On it. Hold on. He's
fucking
on his
lock in the door.
Hold on. He's on his way to my house, to the jam hole?
Yes.
Why would you
what?
Let that happen, Kyle?
I can't control where Ben goes. He has his own car.
You could have slashed tires or
right?
something.
Siphon the gas tank.
Cut brake lines.
Take his keys.
Kick him in the nuts.
Whatever you
gotta
do.
That's all I got. Huh. Well, that's cool. I appreciate the warning.
Yeah, that's nice.
So...
Oh, yeah.
How have you been, Mr. Kyle? How's work?
Well, actually, they closed Semi-Tool for 3 weeks.
Oh.
So I work at a pizza place.
Nice.
For, you know,
so we're pizza delivery bros.
Well, I don't deliver pizza. Remember that whole DUI?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Bummer.
So,
yeah,
are you going to have... Say that again?
So no delivering. I just make the pizza now.
Well, that's cool. At least they let you still work there and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I gotta read this real quick. We'll let you go, but thank you very much for the warning. How long ago did he leave? What's the ETA?
He left about 3 or 4 minutes ago, and I live by Baskin-Robbins.
So right.
I'd say about 10, 15.
Is it snowing outside right now?
I can't see out any windows.
Okay.
You know,
I don't think it is.
Okay, well... Thanks for helping us test out the new Skype system, taking phone calls and shit. And it's good to hear from you, man. We'll have to get you on the show sometime.
All right, man.
All right, take it easy, Kyle. Holla.
Should I lock the door and we'll just not answer it?
Yeah, everyone's like, lock him out. Oh, fuck. Okay, so the direct message I got, 26 says, you should go up to your meth girlfriend and ask her, would you fuck me? And before she can respond, go, I'd fuck me, boom! And then punch her in the face. No, I added that last part. That's a good idea. Or I should just go up to her and be like, so would you fuck me if I had meth? Oh, age.
We can arrange that.
As Scott says, hit him with shoes. Age of the Fall says, this is like Larry King now. Jam hole is real deal now. That's right. We're like Larry King, yeah. But the real deal. Because we take phone calls.
Right.
Oh, Paulo, no. You guys are thinking the Kyle that just called. That's not the Kyle that was on the show.
No.
This is a different Kyle. This Kyle, imagine Milhouse from The Simpsons.
Right.
That's what he
but
looks like.
But tall and skinny.
Right, and not yellow with blue hair.
Right.
Like normal human, right. But like Milhouse.
Yeah.
A human version of Milhouse. That's Kyle. Kyle's a good kid. So, okay. Your friend fucked a girl first time,
right,
has
first time
AIDS.
Fucking her. And so I guess she was like this hot blonde, so he says, some hot blonde. Probably not. Probably
right.
Some fat chick.
Some fucking Mingan bitch.
Yeah. Some hood rat.
You know how we do.
No, but then he said he saw her like 2 weeks later or whatever, and her hair was all dyed black, and she was all, like, nasty and grungy.
Like, dude.
Looked like shit.
Dude.
Like, dude, did I just destroy this
dude,
girl?
Dude, if that's what AIDS does to you, I don't want any fucking part of it.
No, he thought, like, he broke her or something. Like, she was so ashamed of herself for fucking him that she just let go.
Should I take the clip out of my gun, and when he comes in, just fucking pull it? How crazy would that be if there was one in the
camera?
How crazy would that be if there was one in the chamber and it went off and I just killed Ben
on camera
on episode 131 in front of all the see everyone in the chat room's like yes, fucking shoot him for reals. Like for reals.
They want it.
Wow. I can't do that.
Exactly. Cuz
you're supposed to actually treat every gun as if it were loaded.
Right.
So I'd feel yeah.
Well, you would fucking pop it out.
Just fucking click?
Yeah.
We need to get some blanks is what we need.
But you gotta
get
far from people.
We're gonna get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So please continue.
I don't even know where
AIDS,
I was.
Your friend fucked this fat
right,
fucking
so,
cow.
Yeah, right. This hot, fat fucking cow. This blonde hair. That a few weeks later he sees and she just looks like shit, apparently.
Right.
So he's like,
right.
Maybe, like, I don't know where it got into his head that means she has AIDS, but I guess then he had, like, a fever and he was, like, getting
that's,
sick.
That's,
and he read on, like,
that's emo, not AIDS, okay? We just
right,
need to.
Right.
Right. And Paula says, put a tripwire on the stairs. That's a good idea.
Dude, it's so icy out there. I'm surprised that, you know, he'll make it up.
Yeah, I don't think he would make it up.
Yeah. No, but then, like, apparently, like, he, like, had a fever or something, and so now he automatically thinks something's wrong with him.
Is your friend, let me ask you this.
So funny.
Is your friend completely fucking retarded?
Yes, that's why I hang out with him. He's so funny.
Do you, are you aware?
It's like Ben, but not annoying, just dumb and funny.
You don't fuck a chick, even if she has AIDS, and have symptoms of AIDS the next day. I'm
right.
Sorry, it doesn't work like that, unless you have some super advanced hybrid ninja slash
yeah.
R pirate version of AIDS mm-hmm. that might do that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think that exists.
Right.
So your friend's a retard.
All right. Well, anyway, there's still a lot more to this story.
Oh, please!
So he gets a fever or whatever and starts feeling sick, I guess. And so he's all checking online, and he's like, those are some of the first symptoms you get from AIDS or HIV or whatever.
You know what
and
else so, that's also a symptom of?
A cold.
Thank you. And the flu. And I don't know if you know this or not,
but it's fucking
cold
outside.
It's fucking wintertime,
yeah.
And that's flu season.
Right.
Hence all of the signs that say, get your flu shots,
mm-hmm.
you fucking retard. Holy Christ.
Okay, so now he's
wait,
like...
Wait, hey, hold on. We know some retarded fucking,
we fucking
people,
do,
dude.
Man, one of them's on his way here.
Oh, I just I forgot about that, and you just
can I seriously lock the door with this?
Can we just pretend we don't even fucking
yes,
hear him? Because he's gonna want a fucking mic.
Of course.
The mic is all put up. We're
he's
using.
Gonna be, he's gonna ruin the show.
We
he's gonna be all loud.
Yes, everyone's saying lock it.
Okay.
Here, I'll do it because you're telling a story.
All right. Well, anyway, so now he's so...
I should call his probation office.
Yeah.
And be like, I just saw one of your probationaries buying liquor at a bar, and I think he looked like he was on meth.
It looked how, like he just sold someone some drugs.
I don't have a shotgun, Scott Kerrigan, but that would be kind of a mean thing to do, actually.
All right, so.
Yeah, I would never do that. I would never narc on my friends, even Ben. Right. I know that's a douche thing. I'm just making jokes. I would pull my gun on him without the clip before I called his fucking probation. Yeah, Paula says it's illegal to be a pain in the ass if you're on parole or probation.
If it's against your probation.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, parole means you just got out of jail and you're on probation. Probation just means you were put on probation, I think.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
So, a little different. Anyway, so now he seriously thinks he has AIDS. So he actually goes as far to call, like, Planned Parenthood or whatever, so you get a free HIV test.
Does he have AIDS or is he pregnant?
Well, I don't know. I think you can go there to check for it. They'll check for AIDS too for free.
And a baby.
Yeah, well, awesome. And they'll give you birth control and shit. it's where like teenagers go when they don't want their parents to find out they have AIDS or they're pregnant and they want it done.
Right, that's that place I was talking about a while ago that I delivered to one of their branches, and it's the family thing. Like, we teach you how to be parents because you had kids and you weren't ready to have kids, so now we have to teach you how to be parents because you're still kids.
Yeah,
because
you're still a kid yourself.
And it's you always see, like, the trashiest, most awful people in there that definitely shouldn't have had kids.
Here.
Oh, fuck. Just whatever. Hey, are you fucking kidding me? Brayden just went to lock the door.
And that's it for this episode.
Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. Locked the door.
As soon as I ran up to the door and I went to and I grabbed the lock, he fucking opened.
Like, see, I feel bad. That's a dick fucking thing to do. But
what he just did was a dick thing.
People know that when this shit, you don't.
He didn't even call you or try to.
Like, I mean, I'm gonna be funny and come over to his house.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I gave him the CC. Everyone's like, I would have punched him. What a schmuck. Yeah, like, Ben's a great kid. I just, too much of it. MDS says he was pissed because he got banned from the chat. You banned him from the chat, so he rolls up here. We're like 10 miles away. Fucking 12.
In the fucking middle of the winter.
From where he was at. So, I'm
sorry. The roads are shit.
I'm sorry about that, guys. He's, I'm sure, very sorry about that.
No, he's not. He doesn't even realize what he did. Like, he doesn't realize he did something wrong.
Yeah.
That was a no.
And he knows, like, how seriously and, you know, how easily distracted I am.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Paulo says he's clueless. He's not clueless. That's how he acts to be funny. Like, that's his humor, to act like that. So, he's outside crying, Electricity Scape says. Scott says, I think he's a douche. And Grizzy
says, anything good to say.
He's mad he didn't get to rap.
No one has anything good to say about him. Not a single person.
Would you guys, let me put it this way. I guess I'll leave all this in the actual podcast version. But would you guys rather have me doing shows by myself or me with Ben? Because I don't really care. I don't mind doing shows with him. Like, he's good when he's in front of a mic. Like, that shit, last episode, that shit we were talking about towards the beginning after my fucking quote girlfriend bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that was some deep shit, and that was some really smart, intelligent shit he was talking. Like, he has his good points. He runs his welcome out very, very quickly. Scott says, I have a rap battle.
Wow.
Yeah, he actually offered good advice, Shazam says, and he does. He has good things to say. It's when he's trying too hard to be funny,
right,
and he starts pulling that just dumb, that's when he gets on my nerves.
MDS says have been once a week.
Yeah, well, that Matt's not reliable.
Well, then you can do it with me, once by yourself, and once with Ben.
Well, and I understand Matt's dad is back from Iraq, and he's spending time with him because he's going to have to go back to Iraq again. So I totally understand that, but I need someone reliable, and that's the thing. So I'm just playing it each day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who's going to be on the next show. I just, when it comes time, I go to thejaml.com/Twitter, and I try and let you guys know. Okay, so your friend, AIDS, whores, fat bitches, and meth.
Right.
Right. Go.
I was pretty much it. He went to the today, actually.
So does he have AIDS?
No.
Okay.
But, yeah, he went to the fucking...
Did anyone actually think he might have?
He went to the place, and they, like, pricked his finger or whatever and took a blood thing. He was so scared, like, last night.
You don't have AIDS, but you are diabetic.
Yeah. He was so scared last night when he was, like, he was telling me he was going to go get it today, and I'm like, God, really?
God.
I don't know what to say.
Would you rather...
I still want him to, because I just hope he's like, dude, I have AIDS.
Would you rather know that you had AIDS for sure or live not knowing?
Well, I would rather live with not knowing. That way, when I get all these chicks infected with AIDS, I wouldn't get charged with attempted murder because I didn't know.
Does that hold up in court, actually?
It fucking should.
It fucking better. That's horrible, Brayden. Honestly, I would rather just not know.
Yeah.
I think. I would rather, I don't know, I think a lot of it, a lot of the sickness part might have to do with your mind, and if you know in your mind you have AIDS, you're always going to be thinking about it.
Maybe if you don't know you have AIDS, it won't be as bad.
It's going to make it worse, but if you don't know, you're not thinking about it as much. I don't know.
I'm sure you would still notice.
I would honestly just rather not know, though, like you said, and then just fuck chicks and spread the love.
Spread
the love. Oh, man. All right. Well, are you ready for some fucking confessions here?
Episode one. Shazam says, but you can be on drugs if you do know.
I don't.
And you can smoke.
You can smoke. Yes, you absolutely.
And you can fucking trip your brains out.
And you can sell them to Africans for money
and fucking,
to buy good drugs.
In young kids at school.
I'm not condoning that behavior.
But you could. I'm saying you could do that. I'm not saying you should.
Oh, I could.
I'm just saying hypothetically.
I do whatever.
Hypothetically, you could, but you shouldn't. But you could.
Right, but I could. All right. Well, let's do some fucking confessions. Right. We'll do some news. We'll do some clues. We have clues tonight.
Yeah.
We have some fucking clues tonight. I think a lot of these people in the live chat, thank you again for joining us, they've never done clues.
No.
I don't think they know a thing about doing clues.
No.
Oh.
They have no clues.
All I have to say, they have no clues. Oh, that's funny. They should go to thejamhole.com/forums and get schooled on what that is. Confessions, 131, episode number. Ready?
Ready. Give it to me.
I'm living in your apartment rent-free with two of my friends.
Oh, two friends.
Since we got evicted from our apartment 2 months ago. My pen.
Got
my
it.
Light pen.
You got it?
Sorry. Okay. Two friends. Your apartment. Two months. Because we got evicted.
Yeah.
You let me sleep in your bed every night.
Because I'm nice.
While you sleep in the living room on the recliner.
Right.
I'm
just a gentleman.
You came home drunk tonight.
I had to put up with you.
And are lying in your bed right beside this computer desk. I'm typing, you're right there.
Well, it is my bed.
You are drunk. But you've been letting me sleep in it for the past 2 months because me and my two friends got evicted from our apartment.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I wish you would get the fuck up so I could go to sleep.
How about you get the fuck up and go sleep in the recliner?
I have no intentions of sleeping with you or touching you. Ever.
Well, the recliner's right there.
Dot, dot, dot.
I'm too drunk to get hard anyway.
And I'm...
Are you alright?
You fucking win.
Don't cry.
That was good. Holy Christ. I'm sorry.
Man, I crack you up sometimes.
I miss... See, guys, that's what I'm talking about. I miss you. Mm. No one cracks me up like you. I'm an egg.
It's because I know you.
And you crack me up.
You're my Humpty Dumpty.
I'm a little glass pipe, and you crack me up.
Pipes.
Come on. Extreme temperature changes have been known to crack pipes. I have no intentions of sleeping with you or touching you, dot, 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 ever. And I'm sorry that I came home drunk one night.
Scott says, I'm toast and you burn me.
Yes. I'm toast, you're butter. You butter my toast. I wish... Okay, so I have no intentions of sleeping with you or touching you, .. ever.
Is it my little penis?
And I'm sorry that I came home drunk one night and told you to cuddle with me. I'm sorry for that. That was my bad.
Hey, I forgive you for that. You
know. I have no intentions of ever sleeping with you or touching you. And that one night I was drunk. I'm sorry. Please, just get the fuck up. I'm tired. Do you see this? I'm tired. That's the look of me tired. I'm going to the living room to watch TV now. I'll probably pass out in there. Thanks for everything. .. But, so not really thanks for everything. Thanks for nothing.
Exactly.
And stop being so into me.
Stop being an ungrateful bitch that I let you use my bed at all.
Stop not having your own fucking place to live. You and your two fucking deadbeat friends.
I can sleep in my own fucking bed if I want. The least you could do is fuck me. You owe me this.
And that night, you came home drunk and told me to cuddle with you.
And I did?
I put it in your butt.
Just a little.
Just saying.
And you liked it. I know you were drunk, but that's when your true feelings come out.
I'm one cool ass
motherfucker
guy. Were you feeling bad about that? Do you feel better?
No, he's just trying to gloat, you know.
Oh.
My life is awesome and your guys' sucks.
I'm totally just bragging. Yeah. I am the coolest. I'm cool. Hey, what was Fonzie?
Cool.
He was cool.
Ay.
Hey, be like Fonzie. Just be cool.
May we?
Well, not so good for this next person. I hate myself.
Damn, it's like the other side.
I am actually not a very cool ass guy.
He's talking to that guy.
Oh, I confess that I didn't lose my virginity to my ex. I lost it to my first love.
My father.
Right. But I had actually told my ex that he was the first. I lied.
It's because I didn't want him to know I fucked my dad.
Keeping that shit from him for 11 months and one day really sucks. Ah ha ha ha, comma, and we might even get back together. I'm such a bitch.
Yes,
I'm bored. I think this website's interesting. Smiley face.
Wow.
Cool.
What a bitch.
You are a liar.
And I think this might be one of the girls that you've been talking to.
Very good point.
It's got to be one of them.
I kind of like holding this light pen. It has a nice...
It's like a pointer.
It's like
you conduct an orchestra.
I'm conducting this show.
You're conducting your podcast.
And Skype.
And cue music.
And confession. Total awful sad person life. I barely had my first kiss last month, comma. It was next to a bank, .. I didn't like it after I finished, but the more I thought about it, I realized that it felt good.
Wow.
The bad part? ? He's my ex. Mm.
Of course. Who else would it be?
And he has a blank.
Kid.
No.
He has an STD.
No, a girlfriend is actually what we were looking for. He's my ex, and he has a girlfriend, comma, who happens to be my blank.
Wait, say that again. I was...
My friend.
My mind was... Oh.
His girlfriend. He's my ex.
Right.
And
his
he
girlfriend
has a girlfriend.
My friend.
Right, who's my friend.
Okay.
All caps. I couldn't care less... I laughed with my other friend over the fact that I did it knowingly. Whew. I feel a little spite up in her. Just a little. I did it on purpose. I knew it. I was not drunk. I will not use that excuse because I'm not making excuses. I did it knowingly. But the fact that he told me I tasted...
What?
So sweet. I dropped this again.
Dropped your fake pen.
It made me melt, like M&M's, in his mouth, not in his hands, of course. I can't wait to have sex with him. I can't wait. I won't wait. I'm going to do it
right now,
actually.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm actually on my phone doing it right yeah. now.
So how awesome would that be if you could text anonymous confession?
You could, yeah, well, yeah, yeah. That would be kind of cool.
It'd be like Twitter, but you gotta confess to shit all the
people,
time.
Do you, what if we got a hold of the guy that ran this website, and we got some info, and you could link people's confessions to
your
if
Twitter?
They had a Twitter account. So you could be like this and then go to Twitter and be like, this is that person, and then see like all the events that led yeah. up to I'm gonna fuck him even though he's with my best friend shit. Like, I'm fucking him now. There's a knock on the door, oh fuck. Like, how cool would that fucking be?
That'd
be
awesome.
So great. My parents have a cottage on a lake. I have a huge amount of friends that live in the city the cottage is located, of course. I taking a whole week off work to go there. My best friend makes the schedule at work. I lied about what I'm doing this week. I lied to my best friend. Truthfully, I want to get high this whole week and have sex with PJ. Truthfully, truth be told.
Wait, who's PJ? What's the gender of this person confessing their confession? I'm curious.
But I'm going to be stuck hanging out with my best friends instead. Oh well, I'm probably going to have fun. Huh. I lied to my best friend that I work with that makes the schedule. I'm really not going to a cottage on a lake. I'm going to get high all week and have sex with PJ. Pajamas.
Pajamas.
I don't know. I want him to have sex with me or masturbate when I'm home and not when I leave for work. Like, how many guys out there wait until their chicks leave? Like, they goodbye, honey, kiss. She's out the door.
All right.
You're on the couch watching the curtains.
Waiting
she backs out.
You lock the door.
She leaves.
Right.
You lock the door. Bathroom, tissues, lotion, computer chair, youporn.com, or whatever porn torrents you may or may not have downloaded from ilovetorrents.com.
Jesus.
I asked them. I was like, I do this show.
Oh.
I really love your site. Can I maybe mention it on our show for any listeners that may want to download any movie, TV show, music, computer application, Nintendo DS, PSP, ebooks, porn
yeah.
also.
I like how like all
hold on,
websites.
I'm not done yet. Did I say Xbox games?
No.
Xbox games, PlayStation games.
Right, the list goes on.
Oh, I love that site.
Yeah.
ilovetorrents.com. Free sign-up memberships. I have over 1 terabyte of...
Way to brag.
I know, right? I'm what they call a power user. Yeah. No big deal.
No big deal.
I've only uploaded over 1.6 terabytes of data. Actually, it's 1.7. That's a little inside joke, we can call it.
I always find it funny how old torrent sites always have their porn section called prawn with
right,
a zero.
Right, that's awesome.
Wow.
I know. So, just saying, ilovetorrents.com, great spot. My name's Hasmatic, I think, or something. I don't know. You can find me on there. Where was I here? You could probably drink. Right. Guys, do you wait? Or do you just jerk off whenever because I'm an adult, I'm a man, this is my dick, I control my dick. If I want to jerk off while you're talking to your parents, feeding the kids, I will fucking do it because I'm a man and a man's throne is in his castle and this is my castle.
Right. But since I'm a man and I control my dick, I control my dick into her vagina is the thing.
Right, but sometimes, you know,
you need
her vagina's...
Don't even. I'm not even.
I was putting it. Fuck you. Okay. Sometimes.
You got that?
Kinda.
God. Should we pause the show so you can.
Sorry. Sometimes her vagina gets a little worn out. So, you know, you need your fleshlight. And it's always funner to jerk off.
Excuse
it's
me?
More fun. Fuck you. To jerk off watching hot, beautiful stuff.
Right, because she's not so hot and beautiful anymore.
Right. Right. So. big one. Yeah.
Gotcha. I guess it depends on your girl situation.
Right. Like, she's like, I want him to have sex with me or masturbate when I'm home. She actually wants him to.
Right. But he won't.
And not when I leave for work. Why can't I be involved? I kick ass in bed.
Is that Ben?
I'm awesome in bed. Direct message. 26 says, God damn it. Really? Stop typing more than one-line Twitters. I was watching the movie The Warriors with my friend 10 feet away, and there was hot chicks on screen, so I jerked it, and he didn't notice. I actually, that reminds me, thank you, 26. When I was younger, I worked at the Outlaw. Remember that hotel I told you guys that we used to, me and Matt? That was that Matt. That was over. We used to push each other down the things, and he scared. Okay, well, we walked over to our friend's house because they live, like, right next door, and the walkie-talkies reached there. And I remember this one night, we were there watching a movie, and I was sitting next to this one chick. I think her name was Maggie. I don't know. That just sounds right. And she, like, all of a sudden just, there was, like, me, her, dude, me, her in the middle.
Right.
All of a sudden she goes under this blanket and, like, unbuttons my pants. And, like, I had just met her, like, that night. Like, we were just there, and she was there. And I just sat next to her.
And she just fucking went
Hi, down. I'm Matt. My name tag.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Maggie.
Hi, penis.
Goes onto the blanket, right? And just starts sucking me up. No shit. And I'm just like, huh. I look over at dude, and he's watching this movie. And I look over at other dude, and he's just watching this movie. I'm like, huh. And then we got a call, and I was like, I gotta go, but I'll be back, so wait here.
Yeah.
And then she got up from under the blanket, and she was this big fat bitch, and I was like, aww.
Is that
Come on! Yeah, kinda.
What?
She wasn't a big fat bitch, but she was a bigger...
Well, you know
bigger,
what she looked like.
But I didn't
she
know
was
she was already sitting down and shit under this blanket, and I just kinda...
Oh, you can see under the blanket?
Right. I
really?
Just, like, she had
this
a cute
fucking
face.
Boom.
She wasn't, like, that fat, though, but she was a bigger, you know.
Well,
that's
she,
enough. I don't want to talk... I don't
right.
even want to talk about it anymore. Thank you. Fuck you, Brayden.
So, my fucking... I got disconnected again from
I apologize for that. I don't know why this has been doing that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hold on just a moment here.
Yeah, we got plenty of time. We already fucking had to talk to Ben.
I know,
deal.
Right?
Who the fuck cares now?
No big deal.
I'm taking this fuck off the whole show, really.
I know. I'll just remind me to edit this shit.
We're only already at an hour and 9 minutes.
Well, that's fine. So. We still got to finish confessions, then we'll do some news, then we'll do some clues. I don't know if you know this or not, but we do actually 2 hour shows.
Yeah, like. The last one.
Right. Okay. In chat room, come on. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know why my shit's been disconnecting here, but the jam hole one again, if you have just joined, that's Braden's camera. I should probably mute that audio, huh?
Got
okay.
it.
Got it. Sorry, guys. Fucking woo woo! The whistle go woo woo! All right. So she wants him to do it. She kicks ass in bed. I kick ass in bed. Stop hiding from me. Let's have fun. ... I know he won't. Because I'm dating a pussy.
Right.
And I'm not a pussy. Well, I have a pussy, but I'm more of a man than he is.
And I have a pussy and he has a dick.
I know
bad.
He won't. I am destined for a boring sex life because of it. Dudes,
man
you
up.
May ask yourself, why would I take relationship advice from a dude that can't get a girlfriend? I've had a lot of girlfriends, just not right now, okay? Like, if you're the dude that's waiting till his chick leaves and then you jerk off, just do it one time while she's there and see what happens. If she's the kind of chick that's like, man, I kick ass in bed, I wish you would do that around me, like, you're gonna fucking want that to have happened and to know that. And if she's the kind of chick that's like, why are you jerking off? It's 3 p.m. in the living room. And she's not into it. Well, then you know.
Yeah. Then
and then
you, just
you
don't
can
do it anymore.
Continue to wait until she leaves.
Right.
But at least you know now.
Yeah.
Instead of not knowing and being ashamed
it's
of
worth
it.
Worth a try.
Masturbation is not something you should be ashamed of.
No.
I'd do it during this show. I don't give a fuck. Hey, who don't give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck.
All right. Couple more here and then we'll do some news. I don't think I should be attracted to you, Benjamin.
What?
What?
I don't think it should be either.
But I can't get you out of my mind, and I think about you a lot. Like, a lot.
Wow.
You always make me smile, and you are affectionate, of course. I would like to think something will come from this, but I'm also pretty sure I'm nothing special to you. Just another fish in the sea.
Yep. This is how it is.
Just another whore in the red light district, as I like to say. As much as I would like to be, nay, I am not. Nay. I am not. I used to be a man.
What?
That fucking IT crowd.
Yeah.
Episode 4, IT crowd, season 3. I love torrents.com. They
is such
actually
a good one.
Have that show. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
That was the funniest fucking episode.
I know, by far.
Oh man.
I don't know
if it's true or not, but it sounds like if you guys watch American Dad, the dude that plays Stan's boss, the head of the CIA,
yeah,
that's the guy that does that voice is the dude that's the head boss in the show The IT Crowd.
I think his name's like Matt Greenlee.
But I'm not sure because I can't find it. So if any of you guys can find that like and verify it, email info@thejamhole.com just for my own curiosity. The guy that's all like, Father! That dude is so fucking
always
funny.
Always banging chicks. And
he's so fucking funny, dude. I do caricature. And yeah. It's just this stick figure with
huge tits on it.
I fucking love that shit, dude. I would have confessed. Oh, sorry. Drink. I apologize.
Fuck.
I'm getting ahead of myself. Benjamin. Oh, no. I finished that one.
Drink again.
Drink again. I would have confessed a lot of things here about you, Susan. But I can't spell ex-fiancé. Ooh! And he did. He spelled fiancé wrong. He's like, I would have talked a lot of shit about you.
Right.
If it wasn't for this damn... If only there was a way to know!
If only there was a website I could go to.
Damn
to
it!
Check.
I wish there was something... Someone should make...
Someone.
If someone made a spell check, they would be
yep.
so... Oh,
oh
wait,
man.
I'm an idiot.
Or a dictionary. That you can search for words.
That would be amazing.
That
if
would
only.
Be. If only. If someday.
Only.
Someday.
Someday. In love at first sight with my new coworker. I wonder if he knows.
Probably not.
I am engaged in marrying my girlfriend in a month and a half. I mean to her a lot, though, because I want her to call it off. I think I love my blank.
Coworker.
Ex.
Oh.
I love my ex. I know. Hey, I know we're getting married in
right.
like a month.
But.
Caterer's paid for.
Right.
The place is.
It's all set.
I know. I also know my parents as well as your parents have put in a lot of money
mm-hmm.
to this. So I'm just going to be really mean to you, okay?
And hope
hey,
you call it off.
Nothing personal.
I'm just going to beat your ass.
I just don't want to get married. I love my ex, I think. I'm not sure, but I think.
But I can't be a man and just end it myself.
Right.
I
because,
have to put the blame on you
because,
make it your fault.
Because everything's paid for.
Right. And
right.
I don't want it to be my fault.
Because that's money.
Right.
And money's way more
important. I don't
want
people to look at me bad. They can look at you bad.
Right.
That's fine.
Of course. I had sex with my 19-year-old daughter's best friend.
Pardon?
Of course.
Excuse
my,
me?
I have this 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
She's got a couple friends. Her best friend.
Yeah.
I actually had sex with her.
Wow.
The other day.
How was that?
I couldn't help it. She was 400 pounds.
Excuse me. Say that again.
Of pure love.
Yeah,
woo!
Are you sure that was love? I think you're mistaken.
Oh, no, wait. That's just fat. Never
yeah,
mind.
That's fat.
I... 400...
God, I thought she was going to be some smoking hot cheerleader.
How much does your daughter weigh?
Yeah. Oh, my daughter's fine.
I hate Cameron Diaz. She is an old dirty whore and should die. Quote, in her shoes is the gayest movies ever.
Never seen it.
4 exclamation points, all capitals, bold.
Damn.
Gay. That's gay.
Yeah.
I'm going to cheat on my boyfriend with another girl. Of course. course you are. It's probably your ex. He went back to his wife. Of course he did. I hate her. She's a fat, ugly bitch. Of course. I'm a MySpace addict.
Really?
Last one here. I miss my ex, even though I blanked on him.
Cheated.
Of course. Had the other guy answer the phone, told his sister about the underage girl he met, and screwed off the internet. Ooh. Was his number,
oh, hi.
You got a phone
Sorry,
call?
Guys, if you're doing the Skype thing, Skype the jam hole, I guess I have to add you first, so I'm trying to keep an eye on that and do this at the same time. So, if you called, just keep calling. It's either that or turn the sounds on, and yeah. I don't know. We could, I guess, I don't know. So, okay, sorry.
Then we can be like, oh, we have a phone
So,
call.
Underage girl he met screwed off the internet, threatened to tell the police and the rest of his family, comma, lied about being Prego, comma, lied about trying to kill myself, dot, dot, dot. Hmm? I guess I'm just a bad girlfriend.
Yeah, I would have to say so.
Do you know why I'm a bad girlfriend?
Your bitch and all those things listed
because
above.
I miss my ex, though I cheated on him, had the other guy answer the phone, told his sister about the underage girl he met and screwed off the internet, comma, threatened to tell the police and the rest of his family, comma, lied about being Prego, comma, lied about trying to kill myself, dot, dot, dot.
Wow,
I guess I'm just a bitch.
You're a shitty fucking person.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And the last one, I almost had sex with my best friend's ex. This is a rap. Beatbox, please.
I can't
I almost had sex with my best friend's ex. She still loves him. Of course she does. We did everything except sex. She still loves him. Of course she does. I told her when we only kissed, she was really nice about it. I don't even feel guilty.
That doesn't even rhyme.
I know. If I thought the first two lines, I don't know. I'm an idiot. She still loves him, though. Which is sad.
Yeah, that's how it always is, though.
That is, you know, little something I just made up. That's the way
it goes.
The cookie crumbles. Sorry, I was trying to hit the X in the corner.
Crumbles.
That's the way the cookie crumbles. All right.
Way to rip that off.
I know. Moving on with the show. You ready to do some news?
I suppose.
Call it in the air, please.
Heads.
It is, of course, not heads.
Really?
You were about to read, weren't you?
I thought it was... Because it's almost always heads.
Oh, it is, actually. This one is called Palin Family Controversy -- Mother of Daughter's Boyfriend Arrested for Blank. What kind of drugs have we been reading about in the news lately?
You have to say pills?
Pills. What kind of pills? Just
I don't know.
Maybe.
Oxys, maybe?
Maybe. You ran for what? Oh, the president? The vice president?
Oh, vice president.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Huh. Oxycontin, you say.
That's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
The mother...
Oxycontin's a hell of a drug.
Fucking A. The mother of Levi Johnston, boyfriend of Bristol Palin. Is she the retarded one?
Have to
How
say
do
that.
You know?
How can you tell
Come
the difference?
Come on.
Yeah, I don't...
was arrested Thursday, actually. Why, you may ask? For drug charges.
Of course.
More controversy now surrounds Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin post-presidential campaign as reports surface of the recent arrest of the mother of her teenage daughter's boyfriend. That is so sad. Fame. Price of fame,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You get a little taste of it. You get out into that limelight.
Mm-hmm.
You get some heroin.
Right.
You get some oxys.
Yeah.
You start shooting them up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon you're on celebrity rehab. And now introducing Sarah Palin's...
Retarded
daughter's
daughter
mother
thing
something
baby.
Where's Steven Adler? Sorry, drop the pen. It came with a thing that you can loop in here,
right?
So you can loop it on there.
So then you couldn't pull it,
right?
It'd be like going
but
those pens at the bank.
I need to just set that up. That's probably making noise and it's gonna drive the shit out of me. Oh, Shazam put it nicely. Teen daughter's baby daddy, actually.
Gotcha.
I don't need a pocket protector, but thank you.
You don't have the gay pocket,
the geek pocket. I don't know.
We should have made jam hole shirts with those
next time, my friend. We have to sell, actually, I don't know if you know this or not, but before
I
actually get any more
of anything
to sell, we actually have to sell those shirts.
Right.
So.
The jam hole, 40 of them.
Right. 30-something left. TheJamHole.com/donate. As reported by the AP, Sherry L. Johnston was arrested Thursday for drug charges that sources now say are related to OxyContin, of course. Authorities have so far released little information concerning the case. Sherry Johnston's son is Levi Johnston, who became publicly known after Sarah Palin announced that he is the father to the unborn child of her daughter, Bristol. And you know what's crazy? Like, I'm not saying this is true in this case, but in most cases, when it's two people that are dating and one of them's on pills, guess what? They're both on pills.
Right. Well, right. Most likely, the other person wouldn't put up with it.
Right.
Unless they were also.
Unless you were hot, getting
unless
high.
Unless they're in it
exactly.
together.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it probably wouldn't have lasted.
And you're pregnant?
Excuse me?
I would love to see that when it comes out and just be able to, like, please. Tuck it back in. Like, hey, a few more weeks. This isn't done yet. Yeah. Sorry.
You might want to just kill that. Actually,
right. Just actually,
later.
Do you just want me to yank it out all the
actually,
way?
Actually, I went and consulted the Magic 8 Ball, and it said try again later.
Said not sure.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow, dude. Sure. Levi was in attendance with the Palin family at the Republican National Convention, high as fuck, I'm sure. As noted in the AP report, troopers in Alaska did issue a release citing Sherry Johnston was arrested on 6 felony counts. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Including possession and second-degree misconduct, of course.
Of course.
She was let out on bail, of course, the same day as her arrest. A Governor Palin spokesperson was reported to give the statement that there would be no comments, actually.
Wow.
We were actually looking for a comment, but nay.
But nay.
There was none.
No
comment.
Not going to give it to you.
Provided by the governor regarding the matter because it is not state government related. And that's all she apparently knows about. Hey, how do you feel that your daughter's baby daddy is shooting dope? Like, is that cool? Or I don't know. You know, there's help for that. I don't know if you are aware. But, yeah, you're probably doing it also. And, I mean, that's your mom. Like, your right. life is pretty much taken care of.
Yeah.
Might as fucking well, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm not,
what
again,
else is there to
condoning
do, honestly,
this.
You know?
Right.
I mean, if you live in a place like that, like we live in a place like this, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Right. Electricity Scape says, in this economy, shit.
Shit.
Shit. I don't know if you know, but that shit's expensive as fuck, man. All right, and that's it for that story. I just wanted to, because we were kind of, that's kind of been an ongoing theme, yeah. And I was like, hey, guess who else has a problem?
Right.
Her and everybody fucking else. All right, what do you got for us, episode 131?
I got a really short one here.
Please.
Three people. This one is called Excuse My Fucking Face.
Whoa! Whistle go woo-woo! Yeah. What the
here
fuck,
here comes the poochie
dude?
Train.
There it comes. There it goes. Oh, yeah. Should have made you leave and took Ben in.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
Totally just kidding, bro.
Jesus, if I did the show as much as him.
I know. Right?
God.
Dude, did you hear? He was tripping over bad shit. Mistrial. No, it's actually mistrial.
Oh, I heard that. It was so
yeah,
bad.
And he was giving
mistrial,
people
marsupial. Excuse me.
What marsupialame lame?
Puma.
No, but he was giving people shit in the chat for spelling, and then he's coming
and
on.
Yeah, he can't even say it.
Stumbling like a fucking retard. It
and
was,
that's why the show is named what it was named.
Did you get that? I thought you guys would like yeah, that. That was for all y'all.
Of course.
All right. And thank you, Shazam. They are good t-shirts. Yeah. I like them a lot. And if you guys don't buy them, I'll wear them.
Anyway, try this one more fucking time.
Please.
This
what is
one
this
is
one?
Called...
What is this one called?
This one is called Three People Killed by Foot Massage Machines.
A what?
Foot massage machine.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Pardon?
It's foot massager?
An actual...
A machine that massages your foot like a human
being? Is this
being.
Who Are News?
Yes, it is.
Holy
this is Killer Robots.
Is... So that means foot massagers
have
actually
right.
killed more people than marijuana. This
I
is
mean,
actually salvia.
Right.
But
right.
marijuana,
yeah.
that has not killed any people,
right.
foot massager. Yet, can you still, right
those
now.
Those are completely, you
could
can go
I,
into the store and buy one.
Could I go online right now and
yes.
buy a foot massager?
You could. You could go
I,
into
honestly,
any store.
I could no. probably go online and buy weed, but. I'm saying, like,
right.
I couldn't just go to the store and be like, oh, here's some weed and a foot massager.
Yeah, cool.
Huh, interesting. What was that?
What? Are you tripping?
Did you hear that?
No.
Whoa. I am tripping.
That is some
I'm
good
sorry.
Salvia, dude.
No, like...
Are you good?
I could have sworn. Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Fuck you guys. I thought I heard something like pop from the speakers.
Not at all, man.
I'm just more sensitive to other world sounds.
Right,
than you
to other dimensions. A company that manufactures foot massage machines has issued a warning to customers after three people accidentally killed themselves.
Oops!
While attempting. Yeah, oops! My bad.
Oops.
Didn't know.
Should have put a safety warning on that fucker.
Right? While attempting to use the machine on their neck and shoulders.
And hold on. Did it just fucking. Was it one
it
of those.
It just fucking
ones,
did.
And it just choked the
fucking. In the most recent case, a woman removed the cloth cover of the machine and ended up strangling herself. With her shirt collar was caught in the massage rollers.
Of course it
was. The other two deaths also seem to have occurred in a similar manner. No recall of the product has been issued, but the manufacturer thought it would be a good idea to issue a public warning.
Hey, I just FYI.
Yeah, just so you know.
These
I don't
are
know
actually,
if you know this or not.
These are foot massagers, not neck massagers.
Yeah.
And actually, we figured out that if you use it as a neck massager,
it'll kill you.
It'll kill you. So
it
just say.
Yeah, just so you know.
It does feel
I'm
good.
I'm not saying you can't
it
use it on your neck. I'm just saying it,
like,
it's bad stuff. Man.
I don't know what happened. I was just giving her a neck massage, and all of a sudden she just...
Just dead.
I don't know, Your Honor.
It's weird.
What's that? My $2 million life insurance policy on her has matured? Well, thank you.
That'll
help.
That will help. But it will never bring her back.
Only thing we can do now is just try. All right. Can I have my check?
Where's my check?
You niggas, I'm out.
Can I cash this
I'm out,
today?
Bitch.
I'm gone.
That's awesome. So is that for
that's
that story?
That's fucking
oh.
it, man. That's it.
Excuse my face.
Jesus.
All right. Well, this one is called Daily Dose, : Pill Poppers. Teens actually favor painkillers and pot over stimulants. Huh. Not around here. Abuse of prescription drugs continues to be a major problem among teenagers. That's good to know. Although fewer are smoking cigarettes. That's a good thing.
That's good news.
The 2008 Monitoring the Future survey reported last week. The survey, conducted for 33 years, found that nearly 10% of high school seniors reported non-medical use of Vicodin, of course, and 4.7% reported abusing OxyContin. Of course. Both are strong opioid painkillers, in case you didn't know. 7 of the top 10 drugs abused by high school seniors were prescription over-the-counter medications. And the reason I wanted to do this story, just obviously because we've been kind of talking about it, but this, I just wanted to read some facts, if you will, here.
All right, read them.
Amphetamine use reached its recent peak in the mid-1990s among 8th and 10th graders. Meth.
Wow.
Just so you know. Since then, annual prevalence has fallen by more than one half among 8th graders to 4.5%. So that's actually going down, the amphetamine.
That's good
so
news.
That is good news. And by nearly half among the 10th graders to 6.4%. So still going down there. Amphetamine use peaked somewhere later among 12th graders and has fallen by about 4/10. So not much since 2008. So the 12th graders are staying in it.
They're fucking tweaking
right.
out.
Right. They're going.
They're going.
So Ritalin is actually a prescription amphetamine drug
right.
that is used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder,
mm-hmm.
ADHD.
Right.
Right. Its use outside of medical supervision was first measured in the study in 01. Such use has been falling since then, with total declines of 1/3 or more at each grade level. So you can actually get high from Ritalin also. Just saying.
Just so you know. Like if you crush it up and put it up your nose.
Right, or
you
if you crush it up and put it in a spoon. And
right.
Right, it's
and
like
put it in a syringe.
Right,
right.
Okay. Today, between 1.6% and 3.4% of students in these grades have abused Ritalin in the prior 12 months, with gradual, non-significant, declines continuing this year at grades 8 and 12. Methamphetamine, often called meth, has been in decline since it was first measured in 99. Annual prevalence is now down by about 2/3 in all three grades from what it was in 99. Okay?
Good. Got it.
Going down. Crack use, which also reached its peak in the late 90s, previously declined some in all three grades. That's good. I hate to see eighth graders on crack. That's,
yeah, meth, all
that's
right.
That's a sad
crack,
sight.
No.
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 It showed no further decline last year, however. Annual prevalence fell this year in grades 8 and 12, significantly so at 12th grade. It now ranges between 1.1% and 1.6% across the three grades. These rates are down by between 40 and 50% from what they were. So, those drugs are actually going down now.
Right, now.
So, like, that was
well,
heads.
Well, because there's new drugs.
The other half of the coin being tails.
Right.
While most illicit drugs have shown considerable declines in use over the past decade or
they
so.
Don't, well, they decline because they're being replaced by newer drugs.
Most prescription drugs haven't.
Right.
In fact, a
it's
number
increased.
Of
right.
them showed steady growth in use mm-hmm. outside of their legitimate medical use through most of the 90s. These include, but are not limited to, sedatives, tranquilizers, and narcotic drugs, of course, other than heroin, parenthesis, most of which are analgesics, of course. As a result, they have become a relatively more important part of the nation's drug abuse problem. This nation,
the government gives the better drugs.
This nation has a drug abuse problem. I don't know
and
if you
know.
Know
who their drug dealers are?
Doctors. Pharmacies. Yeah, of course. At least then they can get the money, right?
Right.
Right. Sedative use, reported only for 12th grade, did not hit its recent peak until 05. Mm. They're late bloomers, that's fine.
That's okay.
When annual prevalence reached 7.2%. Today, use is down only modestly to 5.8%, with a drop of just 0.4% in 08. Not good numbers. Tranquilizer use made a real comeback in the early 90s, thank God, and increases continued into 01 or 02 in all grades. Do you notice, like, tranquilizers started coming back around the same time certain movies may have been coming out? You know, any kind
right.
of...
Maybe
know.
A connection there? Mm,
just a, just a idea. Since then, there's been a gradual decline in all grades, of course, including a small further decline, because it is a tranquilizer. That will, you know, bring you down.
Yeah.
In 10th grade. But the rates are still not far from the recent peaks. Annual prevalence ranges 2.4% in 8th grade to 6.2% in 12th grade. OxyContin was first measured in 02. The 08 figures for all three grades are not much different than what they were in 02, standing at 2.1%, 3.6%, and 4.7% in 8th graders, 10th, and 12th graders. So that's crazy that, like, even, I don't know, it just seems such a young age. Like, 8th grade, I mean, like, I did it for a long time, but I didn't start that young. Like, 8th
right.
grade, that's, I don't know, that just seems really ridiculous.
That is
like, weed,
young.
Sure, but yeah. that shit, I don't
yeah,
know.
Not the hard stuff.
No, you gotta ease into the hard
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, you gotta start with, you know, alcohol and weed.
Right.
Make your way up.
And Vicodin also measured, that's what kind of went up, 2.9%, 6.7%, 9.7% in 8th, 10th, and 12th grades. And then marijuana use has gradually been in a gradual and steady decline since 96 in the case of 8th graders. That's good. And since about 01 in the upper grades. However, the results of the 08 survey suggest that this pattern's steady decline may be ending. Mm. We need our pot. The 8th and 12th grades showed modest increases, just 0.6, 0.7 percentage points, respectively this year, the second year that 12th grade use did not decline.
The people who are smoking weed aren't going to
quit. Do you think, instead of looking at it as like, just you're doing drugs and that's a problem, why are we doing drugs?
Right.
And then, like, maybe, I'm just saying,
and
like,
is the
maybe,
drug causing any problem
maybe
with your life?
Just look at it that way. Like, why do we have to do fucking drugs like
yeah.
this? I don't know, because I love going to work and doing the same exact fucking thing over and over and mm. over again. Because I like taking the blue pill and not the red pill. I don't fucking know. Because the shit we have to do to survive fucking sucks. I'm just saying, maybe look at that. That's all. That's it for this story. So, you want to read one more?
Yeah, I don't
there?
Know which one I should read, though.
Well, let's leave it up to the listeners. All right, everyone, we got quite a few people here. You get to pick what story he reads. He'll do one more,
I'll
do one more.
I'll give you the titles of
we'll
them.
Do some clues, then we'll get the fuck out.
All right, well, this one's called Fed Up Queensland Nurses Turning to Prostitution.
Okay, so nurses in Queensland
right,
hooking.
Are turning into prostitutes.
Or
sex chip being developed by scientists.
Or a sex chip that yes. scientists are providing.
Right.
Making, correct. Creating, right. So what do you say, chat? Sex chip or prostitute nurses?
Nurse whore,
Nurse whore,
sex chip.
Someone wants it. It's so nurse hot whores, in here to nurse, put my nurse, sexy nurse, hat on.
Nurse. Fuck. Everyone says nurse.
Nurse whores, all nurse right. Whores. Nurse whores it is.
All right, this one is called Fed Up Queensland Nurses isn't, Turning Into Whores.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Technology literally. Is so
it's great. We can just
cool.
ask them because I don't want to take the responsibility of choosing.
Even when we just did the audio right. feed, there was such a lag in it. Like, this is instant.
Yeah,
I
it's
love
right there.
It. It's awesome.
Nice. Exhausted and demoralized nurses would rather work as prostitutes than in Queensland crumbling hospitals.
Huh. I could see that. I would rather get paid to fuck instead of get paid to deal with whiny, fucked up, hurt people.
That are getting fucked.
That are getting fucked.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a great point.
A registered nurse of 10 years experience has told how she... God, I'm reading ahead of myself.
Hey, Ben. Oh, sorry. You're not Ben. I couldn't tell by the way
right.
you were stumbling
right.
over your words.
Sorry.
Hey, Brayden.
Yeah.
Use your words.
I will. Experience has told how she had at least four of her colleagues have found new jobs working in brothels.
Brothels. Is that a problem? Like,
I don't know.
So,
is something wrong with that? That's
is
just
it,
they found a better job.
Is it weird that the prostitution business pays...
Is better than the nursing
pays
business?
Better and maybe
yeah.
has better benefits than
right.
your nursing...
Just
like
all-around better job.
Is that weird? Because...
Just doesn't suck as much.
Right, I mean...
It's like, at least they're getting laid
all
day.
I could be here, wipe people's asses, and listen to people whine about weird rashes they have on their balls.
Right, or I
with
could go
no,
have...
Hold on, with no health benefits.
Continue.
I'm around sick people all the time, no vacation, or mm-hmm. I could be a prostitute, look sexy all day, get wine and dine by dudes. Granted, I have to suck them off, but hey, I'd rather suck off a dude than deal with itchy, nasty balls. And I get paid more, and I get benefits. I get paid vacation being a prostitute.
Yeah. Huh. It's amazing.
Pimps take care of their shit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they take
star
care of their
player.
Hoes.
You gotta take care of your hoes, your stable, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
My hoe stable.
My
you gotta
stable.
Take care of your star player.
Yeah.
This year, 2009. It's coming
you
up.
You gotta get your team together.
The jam hole, 2009. That's where it's gonna be at.
That's
you don't even know.
We could no longer work in such an understaffed and stressful environment, said the mother of two, who wanted to be known only as Jenna. I was overworked, poorly paid, and a mistake could have led to charges if I caused a death, she said.
That's true, too, because nowadays how people want to...
You
never
something.
Hear of dudes fucking whores and then suing the whores because,
right.
like, she bit my dick or something.
Or
like,
I got AIDS.
No, because, like, well, what were you doing fucking a whore in the first place, dude?
Yeah.
I mean, like, lawyer dude or
right.
professor,
whoever.
Doctor, whoever you are with married wife and kids
yeah.
and shit.
Exactly.
But if you're, yeah, you're like in there operating on somebody and you're human and shit happens.
Right.
People are
you do
weak.
Your best. It's not like you try
right.
to.
And something happens, you get sued no matter what.
Right, because they want some money.
You won't always lose, but you'll get sued every fucking
right.
time.
Because everyone wants money.
Right. They want a quick buck.
Yeah.
That's
I need see, that person died, oh,
that's,
so now I can
so
have
far,
a reason to get money.
Legitimate nursing job, 0. Being a whore, 3.
Yeah.
So far. We'll keep track.
I came to the conclusion the nursing shortage wasn't my problem, but it was my responsibility to protect myself from burning out or making a fatal mistake.
Huh, like turning to drug use to deal with the monotony
or,
of
right.
your day-to-day life?
Exactly. It's too... Queensland Nurses Union Assistant Secretary Beth Mole, fuck, said the union
Excuse
was
me?
Aware... yeah, right? I'm not saying that again. Union was
say?
Aware nurses were leaving the system because of workloads and burnout and were experiencing record levels of frustration.
Excuse me.
They're
I could
frustrated.
See that is a fuck frustrating job, man.
Yeah.
I could not handle that.
Word.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, this thing just kind of goes on about.
So basically, nurses over or being whores because
yeah, that's
it's better.
Pretty much it. I mean, they're just
huh. I'll
it's
holler
just
at
in
that.
This area.
I'll holler at that.
This area is just bad, I guess.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
That economy these days,
I mean,
you know?
I know. You're getting gouged at your job if you can find one,
right.
Assuming you're not getting laid
you're
off.
You're getting gouged in the vagina because of your job.
Because you're a prostitute.
Right,
because
you're getting fucked.
It pays better than fucking legitimate nursing jobs. That
mm-hmm.
sucks, man. That sucks.
Life's
we're
rough.
All, hey, we're all feeling it, man.
Yeah.
It ain't just
we're
you.
We're all getting gouged.
We are all getting it. All right, well... You guys can pick. I got 3 stories here. I'll do one more. The headlines are local teens claim pranks on county speed cam. So basically, these kids are pulling pranks with speed cams, getting other people in trouble by making fake license plates. Conk the Clown, strip search by airport because the guards thought he was a terrorist. He's a sad clown-looking dude in a police uniform. Or cry-rape mother who wasted 7,000 police hours. She was a fantasist. She liked rape fantasies, and she called the cops, and they wasted 7,000 hours investigating her allegations. So, those are awful headlines. Yeah. Speed trap pranks, Conk the Clown, or fantasist cry rape mother. What do you think? Speed cams. We got
rape.
7,000 hours rape.
Rape.
Rape. I think it's going to have to be rape.
I think it's rape. Everyone Anybody wants else? Rape.
Hey, there's always room for
Everyone
rape.
Everyone has rape fantasies.
Rape, one for the clown. I don't know what Drew is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Rape, Drew.
I am for rape.
I don't know what Drew is. So.
Sausage roll.
Okay, well, Cry Rape Mother. This one is called Fantasist Cry Rape Mother Who Wasted 7,000 Police Hours and Cost Taxpayers £300,000 is Jailed. She looks like a bitch, too,
yeah,
if you
sure.
guys see the picture. I'll post them in the show notes. Have you been noticing that lately? I've been posting, like...
Yeah, the links to all the...
Yeah, it's
like kind of
cool. It's nice. You can look back and
I appreciate
shit.
When you do that.
I know, and I try and make it funny for you guys to read. TheJamble.com. Yeah. Check it's out funny. My show notes. I'm proud of that shit. That and my hip-hop song. Tell me where we're going. If any of you guys can sing, let me know.
Some background singers.
Go fuck yourself. A dangerous fantasist who wasted £316,000 of public money by falsely claiming to have been raped, kidnapped, and blackmailed was jailed for 4 years yesterday.
Wait, so they lied about it?
She claimed she was being raped, kidnapped, and blackmailed. So check this out. It's pretty elaborate. Police spent 7,000 hours investigating bizarre allegations.
That's a lot of hours.
Over a six-month period back in 06. Now this is the lady. She tied herself up and slashed herself with a blade to make her story seem more credible and arranged for her car to be shot at. Like, hey, what
Excuse
are you doing?
Me?
What are you doing about half an hour, Brayden?
Oh, nothing.
Do you mind... shooting up my car. I'm making a movie, actually.
Uh-huh.
I need you to just take my gun. I'm going to drive by, and I just need you to just bust some caps at my car. Could you, you mind doing that for me?
I guess I could do that for you, Romeo.
Holla. Her whopping lies included claiming she was being blackmailed for £10,000 over a pornographic video stolen from her home, which was made with an ex-boyfriend.
That weren't stolen.
And
really.
Her ex-boyfriend said to be a Metropolitan Police anti-terrorist officer. This guy probably didn't even exist.
Probably.
Britton, a senior loss adjuster, also claimed her line of manager at Churchill Insurance in Romford put a gun to her head after she spurned his advances. So she's just like a compulsive fucking liar. But it goes more than that. She actually goes to the cops and cuts herself and is like, yo, can you shoot up my shit so this looks real?
Right, like she's dedicated.
Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude. What is that like in your head? I cannot imagine.
And of course, you would never, ever... I bet you'd never see a guy doing something like that.
Right. No, dude.
That's
dudes,
like crazy.
Dudes just don't do that.
Yeah.
This is some crazy attention whore woman
Girls
shit.
Girls are fucking crazy.
This is what women do.
They're insane.
This is it.
Creatures. That's all I got. All of them.
They're
seriously.
Like, wow, Matt. No offense, maybe it's not so bad that you have such a hard time finding a chick.
At least you don't have to deal with crazy.
Like, I don't need this. Yeah. Fucking.
And plus now, you know, because of my other story, you can just go asexual with your sex chip.
Oh,
and
that's
you don't
true.
Even need a girlfriend.
That is very true.
You know?
Eventually, detectives became suspicious of Britton and began tracking her movements by installing CCTV cameras outside her partner McMurray's house in Essex, where she often visited. The 40-year-old mother of one from Chelmsford was found guilty of perverting the course of justice. You are actually taking justice, like it's going this way, and you're just perverting it back to you. Because that's bad. Your conduct has been pathological and profoundly and protractedly wasteful of police resources. Pathological. Like, you can't help that, maybe.
Hmm. Like, that's just you?
The judge told her, he said, "You are a dangerous fantasist. Your conduct is pathological and profoundly, protractedly wasteful of our police resources. These are your tax dollars, my tax dollars, mm-hmm. this community's tax dollars at work.
All and because you're fucking crazy.
You're crazy. All because you have a vagina."
Yeah.
All because of your... They should sue her vagina Seriously. For damages. It's not her fault. It's her vagina.
Is being crazy a side effect to having a vagina?
Yes. Brayden, it is.
Is that really
your
how
mother
it works?
Does your mother a little nuts? Huh?
Yeah.
You see
she's
it?
A little crazy.
That's weird,
does
huh?
Does your mom nuts?
Does your mom have a vagina?
Yeah.
Coincidence?
I don't think so.
I think not. Yes, my mom does have a vagina, and yes, she is a little kooky nuts.
She's a little...
Little kooka boobs.
A little eccentric.
Little kooka boobies there. Just a little. It is alleged that throughout the allegations, Britton had the help of a former partner, Paul Hendel. Of course, she had a little help of a dude. That's kind of weird, but he was just in it for the money. Like, that's understandable. She was doing it because she's fucking straight up nuts. He was doing it because he was going to get paid.
Right.
Ramiz Gursoy, what? Prosecuting said she was motivated by financial gain and basically just getting attention because she's an attention whore. Mm-hmm. After falsely putting in an insurance claim for about £40,000, damn near $80,000, following a burglary. The court heard how Britton had a previous conviction from 90 for obtaining property by deception when 61 offenses were taken into account. 61 offenses. Like, hey, been busy much? How's holding down your job and creating elaborate rape, blackmail, fucking insurance fraud scenarios?
Probably doesn't even have a job. That
Holy
is her job
Christ.
To try and get do insurance
I am
fraud.
So glad I live in a world where there's such a thing as this lady. Like, thank you. To
I'm glad
it,
you're...
To whom it may concern... I appreciate that.
I'm glad
that.
This person exists.
All right, well, let's do some clues and we'll get the fuck out of here. Basically, Raging Clues at the end of every episode, thejambo.com/forums. Usually when we have clues to do's, basically you go to the everything else category, you go to Raging Clues, and you post a link to a picture and a clue. We have to figure out what the picture is from the clue you gave us. Mm-hmm. So that's the game. I don't know.
That's how it works.
What is the first clue? Oh, we got a lot of clues to do. All right, first clue, please, go.
The only thing bitches are good for.
The only thing bitches are good for. Mm-hmm. Huh. Being pathological, profoundly, protractedly wasting
is
police
it a girl,
resources.
Is it a girl in the kitchen making me a sandwich?
Maybe. Is she doing my laundry?
Is she that washing
was,
the
hey,
dishes?
That was a chauvinistic thing to say, Braden. Don't be a dick. Is she making sweet love to me?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably a chair.
Is it a dog licking peanut butter after?
That's gotta be it. It's either that or it's a chick just fucking sucking cock.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's gotta,
what is it? Survey says it's a...
Flip
what?
A cyst to open.
I bet you can
Toys
get that.
Toys in the hood.
TheJamHole.com/support. Click on the Adam and Eve link and anything you buy from that will give us actual money.
Really?
You can give us money by buying shit to fuck yourself or your chick with. How amazing is that? Or your
That's
dude.
Pretty amazing.
You can actually fuck your dude. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you stick a finger far enough in your asshole, you'll actually come. Just saying.
That's what I hear.
What's the next clue?
Abortions.
Abortion. It's gonna be that old
the
picture. The dude, the Chinese dude eating the dead fetus.
Yeah,
that's what I
that's
think.
That's
gotta
it is. Be it.
Survey fucking says. Holy shit!
Fucking call that shit! That's what it is!
That is like one of... I swear, we do not look at these like this is a game.
That's a picture everyone sees.
I know, well, it's Every, just
anyone
such...
Anyone on the internet.
That's just what I think about when I hear, like, eating and abortion and shit like that. I right. can't believe I got that right, though.
That's pretty amazing.
Just because it rarely happens when I get it, like, dead on. Like, that was the exact picture I was thinking of. Like, that was dead on. I could have told you the image name .jpg of it.
All right, next
Sorry.
Clue.
I get a little excited. Please, next clue.
Ben's kind of woman.
Ben's kind of woman. It's a picture of...
Is it a picture of Ben?
Or that. It's a picture of a walrus.
Or just some fat bitch.
Just throwing that out there.
All right, it's any of those.
I can't believe he came over. Yeah!
Two for two, baby!
Woo!
Big girl.
Big girls. Tubby tart spreads deep snooky. Who? Is that the shit D. Simon from fucking Sick and Wrong used to get paid to do?
I hope
remember
so.
The very early, like, double-digit episodes of their show? He used to talk about how he worked for this porn magazine thing, and he had to just go through, like, all these different porn
that was
awesome. Portal things.
Yeah.
I bet that was
that
it.
Would suck.
Just making up taglines for it. Big and busty, blowing out buttholes and shit. Like, I would just make poetical alliterations about big fat buttholes all fucking day.
That'd be great, I guess.
Next clue. I love it for, like, the live chat listeners, thejambl.com/live video. Anyone that comes in right in the middle of us doing Raging Clue, they're just like, a big fat bitch, is he on his couch?
What?
Fuck your couch. It's a nice blanket.
That's a nice couch you got
there. Someone said that to me the other day. Like, this couch actually came with this apartment.
What's your excuse for that blanket, though?
That was mine. Oh. Go fuck yourself.
The couch is totally
I don't like sitting on the couch because it was somebody else's.
Yeah.
And I vacuumed it, but...
Right.
I'm not cool with that. That's a little my OCD.
A friend of mine got
That's why it takes us 2 hours to get ready for every show.
Right. Okay, right, I shit you not. A friend of mine borrowed this couch from a buddy of his when he got his own place.
And then he got crabs.
And it was his dead grandmother's couch.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, and it was kept in this grain silo for a bunch of years.
And that's where her dad hung himself.
Well, I don't know, but like... I went over to his house and, like, he had a vacuum and he was, like, vacuuming it up. And I swear to God that he vacuumed that guy's dead grandmother's ashes out of that couch.
MDS.
It was so disgusting.
MDS says, we reached some tipping point and in comes the crowd. Like, a bunch of people just came in all
over. Right,
Keith and the girl must have got over or something.
Right there in Raging Clues.
Yeah, right in the middle of the end of the show. That's
what
awesome.
A big
all
cat
right.
bitch.
What's the next clue, please?
This one is, don't worry, Braden, you still have time to grow.
Don't worry, Braden, you still have time to grow?
Yeah.
It's either going to be a midget or a dude with a so small
penis. Micro
penis? Oh, so small. You're like a disappear so small.
Was that Sick and Wrong that had that discussion about... those big
growing your foreskin?
No,
yes.
Like how do you tell the difference between a micro penis and like a giant clit? how do you tell the difference?
That's awesome. That's so
it just
great.
Just reminded me of that.
Oh, look, someone's private chatting me. Andy
really?
Says, "Your ma, ugly cunt. You're such a prick. Shut up. No one likes you."
Wow.
Hey, can you guys take care
haters.
Of that?
They're so awesome.
Can you guys handle that? His name's Andy AAA. I don't fucking know, whatever.
Man, I love these haters.
Yeah.
They don't even know us.
Yeah,
they
I know. He's like,
just
fuck
hate.
You. I'm gay because I'm on live video looking for trouble. Go fuck
right.
yourself, you
you've,
faggot.
You've watched the show
Go
for two
fuck
fucking
yourself,
seconds.
You faggot fuck.
Fuck
I give
you.
Two fucks.
That's awesome. All right, you ready to see what it is? It's probably a micro penis or just a Chinese dude.
And then all of the fans just handle it.
Yeah,
it's so great.
Boom.
All I had to do was hey,
they're like our attack dog.
Can
just
you
sick 'em?
Can you handle the small shit?
Yeah, hey,
handle,
I got you back.
Just handle
person.
The small shit. Thank
got
you.
Got you back.
I appreciate that. Next clue, please.
We didn't even
look
at this one.
It's a dude with a
okay,
tiny penis
go.
Or
let's
it's a
go.
Chick with a dildo.
Yes, it
Thank
is.
Thank you. That's disgusting. Three that for is. Three, baby. Three for three. I'm on a
okay,
roll.
Okay, this one is called Just Chilling at the Old Folks Home. Are you with me?
Sorry, I was watching.
Get
okay.
over here. Hey,
just chilling at the old folks home. Holla.
Yeah, just chilling
holla
at the old folks.
Holla at you, boy.
What is it?
You guys can Skype in and play along now that we have Skype.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Skype named the Jam Hole. Feel free to play along. Maybe while we're saving the show and shit, we'll play with it after. I don't know. Whatever. I'm kind of tired.
Play with it right now.
I'll play with it right now, bitch. Okay. What is it?
Just chilling
at
the
old
folks
home. Yeah. It's going to be a dude in a morgue with like a bunch of gross dead bodies. Something like that, I think.
Huh.
I think. What do you think it is?
I don't know. That's what I'm having a hard time with.
Just chilling in old folks home.
Old folks home, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to have something to do with death.
Well, yeah.
Or maybe, like, I don't know.
Or
like,
it has something to do with an old folks home.
Old folks.
Someone
just
chilling.
Chilling
just fucking.
Old folks home. It's old, chilling, like a body on ice.
Oh,
old folks
right.
home, like a morgue.
Chilling
it's
got to
be dead body in a morgue.
Right.
Survey fucking says.
Okay. You make good.
Survey fucking says. Survey fucking says. Oh, it's a bunch of pictures of old...
He's got a baseball in his ass.
Oh, it's like old gay dudes each other off. There's a bunch... It's like a whole... It's a veritable...
It's a collage.
It's a veritable cornucopia of old people sucking each other off and having baseballs stuck in their assholes.
That's awful.
That is so awful.
I can't believe 26 even puts us through some of this.
Wow.
Like, I'm not even going to post that in the chat. Seriously.
Wow.
That is...
Did you... Hold on. 26. Did he post these clues?
Yeah.
Did you create that fucking collage?
Like, did you find all those pictures?
Is he still in here? He might...
Photoshop it together.
He might have went to bed. No, he's still in here. Did you make that shit?
Did you seriously? Did you take the time?
Huh.
Oh, Man,
yeah, no, I turned off
left and right.
Yeah, I turned off private messaging on these because I don't want it to fuck with shit, and I can't be bothered. So, you guys can handle that shit.
We're too good for them.
I really don't care. It's a fucking internet chat room. You have to expect that when we come on here and we talk some shit, the more popular we get, the more fucking haters gonna be like, "Oh, you're a faggot and you suck," and then they're gonna fucking go back to their sad fucking lives with their World of Warcraft and their internet girlfriends
and
their mom that's upstairs going, "Come out for dinner, your ramen's ready." So it's I'd give
those
two shits.
People.
I know. Go
I don't
fuck
care
yourselves.
About those people.
Yeah. If you live in Montana, like we said, come on down.
Yeah.
That's what Matt said. I love that
come
way. He gives
down.
Out his address.
My room number.
I'll kick your fucking ass. I don't give a fuck. You're the guy peoplepunchinthefacedotcom was made for.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's a real site, but my idea that
well,
you
if
guys
we were to
were
make
in.
It.
All right. What's the next clue, please?
Brayden's dream come true.
Apparently, I'm a wank.
You're a wank?
What's a wank?
Like a wanker?
Like a jerk off?
I don't know.
Huh.
Are you British?
I think you're British. Yeah,
yeah
you're,
you gotta be British.
You got it's
fucking
okay.
Fucking Brit.
Dude. Don't worry about
brush
it.
Brush your teeth.
That's so
gross.
Go
get some braces.
Okay, please, next clue. We gotta wrap this up.
Brayden's dream come true.
It's gonna
Is
be
it
that
a picture of Amsterdam.
It's a picture of me naked.
Not at all.
Survey
I've
fucking...
already seen your picture of your fucking ass on the Keith and the Girl form.
That is true.
God.
That is true. I like that picture.
That's so disgusting.
That's the kid I work with. Are you talking about that picture?
Yes. You
that's
posted
the
it
kid.
In that one
that's
thread.
That's the kid that's the boss's
right.
son.
I know.
That's so awesome. I totally
And he woke up right when they took the picture.
I totally forgot about that.
You got a hairy fucking ass.
Thank you. I do. Thank you. That's why when I'm sitting in this couch, like, it always gets sweaty. I think
that must be uncomfortable.
I am the only podcaster to do a show sitting on a couch,
that,
like,
I think
just
so.
Chilling. Just
taking hits from the
just
bombs.
Fucking chilling, yo.
Yeah.
All right, next clue, please.
That was I already fucking. That was the last one.
Oh, what was it?
At.
Oh, are we done?
My dream come true.
Oh, it's. A bunch of old guys fucking.
All right,
or
I'm
me. I don't know. Yeah!
I took it off.
Somebody took a screenshot of the
that
picture.
That was 26. He said
that
in the
is,
chat that he took a screenshot.
That is so awesome, dude.
And then he like, uploaded it to the forms, right?
Is it?
That.
I was going to ask, could you put that on
it's
the
on
form?
The
That's
form.
So great, dude. I totally had my hand down my pants.
And you are totally jerking off.
Oh, that's fun. See, these are the memories that we create now. For the future.
Yeah.
We're gonna look back in like 60
just be like those were the days, man.
60 years and be like, dude, do you remember episode 130 when I stuck my hand down my pants
and
started,
I'll be like, No. Man, I don't
I'll be like, well check this out, thejamhole.com fucking archives.
Will our domain
four,
still be paid for?
Yes, 59 years of art. 59 years. We got unlimited fucking shit, dude.
It's
I will
paid for forever.
I will
we
do
got
this
the domain forever.
I will do this show until I die. And all you haters can just suck
fuck off.
Just suck it. Just suck it and swallow it. So, you got anything else?
No, that's fucking
Are
it,
we good?
Man. We're good.
2 hours?
Feel good.
If we made you laugh at least once this evening, thejamhole.com/donate. Kick us $5 or don't. Whatever.
Or kick us 18. We'll give you a t-shirt.
Fucking
A,
we will.
We'll trade you.
They look a little
hey,
something
you...
like this. If you do your own podcast and you have shirts made, send me one.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903, The Jam Hole. And I'll trade you. Just saying.
Yeah.
I want a UID shirt. I want a stereo radiation
shirt.
I want a sick and wrong shirt.
Fucking distorted view.
I want a Keith and Girl shirt.
Exactly.
I don't think Tim makes shirts.
But, you know, whatever.
Just saying.
Just throwing it out there. I'm saying if there was one.
Right. Well, you guys can always email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/Twitter/MySpace/YouTube/vote/donate. What more can you say?
That's it, dude.
The Jam Hole. Skype. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday.
I won't.
You won't.
Unless I, for some miracle, I don't work that day.
Call in sick. It's not like you're going to feel it in your $120 paycheck.
Yes, I will,
my
actually.
Christmas bonus is also cool. I work at a job, I get a Christmas bonus. Mm-hmm. My Christmas bonus was more than your paycheck.
That's because I usually only work like 2 or 3 hours a night because it's so
then
dead.
Then why don't you come here? Because they're later in the night or
right,
what?
Right, because I get off at like 9:30, 10 o'clock, and by then it's like you're back here already and you probably started the show. Like,
because then we'd be starting now
right.
by the time we got, yeah. That sucks. Well,
I could get off. Or
I will be back Wednesday. You guys can always go to YouTube and the Jam Hole Live video site and check out the archives of the shows because it does it automatically. It's just the video of me, but whatever. It's all you really need to see, honestly. I'll see you guys later. Goodbye. Oh, tell me where we're going. Tell me where we're going. Where someone won't you please tell me where we're going now? Tell me where we're going now. Yo, we used to whittle love, now it's just a splintered shot. The cut of my arm's large enough to dribble blood. I'm stuck in the middle of little critical cards. I'm just another Jack Litton with simple jagged scars. I'm rough and rugged, running through these puddles, trying to live famous while still keeping it subtle. And the trouble with that is that no one's living humble. Always trying to balance everything I used to juggle. It's all just an act, we're battered, we're trapped, we're fucked like little kids on a pedophile's lap. It's way out of hand when the terror's in demand. It's Stockholm Syndrome cause we're kidnapped by the man. But no matter what, we love it. The drugs help brainwash the thing. We can't get enough of it. I have a hard time deciding what's worse. The fact that we're led to slaughter or that we fight to be first. It's the curse of humanity. A church balanced with saddened dreams. All trying to plan one final your majesty. While inside insanity, beside the mouth of madness. Simply stifling all of my last chances. The screams never stop when the fiends sever God. The connections never make the voice sound odd. The main perception's off cause we're wondering who's the boss envisaged in a world where the girls cruise the swamp. Swamps. Picking up leeches, sucking up diseases. I'm writing my thesis for all these non-believers. So listen up, learn, stop being deceived. They burn us with tales of greatness and then they lead us off the cliff. I'm just trying to make some hip-hop shit. Sitting in the cockpit of this rocket about to lift off. Now I
tell
get
me where
off.
We're going.
And all these
now.
Fuckers got me
tell
pissed
me where
off.
We're going.
Where? Someone please tell me where we're going now. Tell me where we're going now. Yeah. Trapped in the middle of being and becoming a little bit of greed and a whole lot of struggling. For one thing, we're running, scared from something with no name. Haunting my dreams, drowning in cold rain. It's the same old game. Try and leave this earth with absolutely no blame. In a world where relief is perceived to be cheap, I'm in a waking dream trying to steal a little sleep. I creep through reality level by level, always trying to settle these debts in my mental. Cruising through life with a repoed mind. It's always out a body when your need goes blind. And the people don't find good deals anywhere. They're plenty scared. You can see nervous in the wedding stairs. I've met many pairs that have died to save a penny. Anal in the bedroom, more anal about the spending. And that's sad. You are being so productive. It's amazing how innocence can seem so seductive until it gets abducted, raped by corruption, placed on a plate and baked for your consumption. No worries, no pain, no function. Just one huge misconception of how the world runs. That's not in my stomach, it's tighter every day. I try to ignore it, but it never goes away. We're feral like stray cats, sterilized slave rats, running towards a finish line we can never pray to catch. They got the doors to our minds locked and latched. Our ropes frayed, hanging by a thread, afraid to snap. It's like we're made to play this game, dropped in entertainment's lap with no brain to nap. That nasty old stain is back. It's hard to spread sunshine when your day is black. That's why I paint sun rays on my pavement's hat. But it's still cold, my old soul's filled with hope, chilled to the bone as I wander through this wilted road, completely consumed by simple love as the blood spills out as crippled stone.
Where,
tell me where we're going.
Someone please, please,
tell me where we're going now.
Tell me where we're going. Please tell me where the fuck we're going. Where? Tell me where we're going. Where? Tell me where we're going. Tell me where we're going.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The